Blog Talk Radio.
Control. Hey, it's been great.
Wow. I tell you, I love that song. I don't know about y'all, but I'm telling you, there's no greater. There's no greater. If he's who he say he is, let him be it. Let God be who he say he is. Whatever he's telling you in this season, let him do what he say, this hour, what he's going to do. Let him be God. If he say he's going to do it that way, let him do it that way. If he say he's going to change it around, let him change it around. If he say he's going to tear it down, let him tear it down. If he say he's going to move it around, let him move it around. If he said he's going to move things out your way, let him do it. If he said no, his no is no's. If he say yes, his yes is yes. If he's that God that still sit on the throne, if it come from heaven, let it be. Let God be God in this hour. Let him be who he say he's going to be and do what he say he's going to do. I'm telling you, he's a great God. Let him do. Let him have his way with your household. Let him have his way with your family. Let him have his way with that wife, that husband. Let God be God in this hour. Let him be him. He know what's best for you. He know what's best for your household. Let God be God, because he's a good God. He's so bigger than your problem that you face it. He's bigger than that giant standing at your door. He's that great Yahweh. He's the beginning and the end, and he still has the pen in his hand. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming on tonight. I am your host, LaShawn, Sister LaShawn, serving LaShawn. We all serving. There's no one greater. We have different assignments, but no one is greater, because God is the great God. Even he, Jesus, spoke in the book of Matthew, and we went over this on the show. He said, don't call no man rabbi, father, because you only have one father. And that's who we serve, the great I am. So thank you for coming on tonight. God know what's in your heart before you pick up the phone and call them to Blog Talk, to PGN, Prophetic Network. I am honored. I thank you for calling in. I thank you for taking this time on a Friday, October the 22nd, 2021, to join us tonight. Like I said, y'all should know by now. I might want to go one way, but the Holy Spirit might take me a whole different way. We always say, Holy Spirit, come on, have your way. I get myself out the way. I decrease so he increase. I'm just servant, I'm just his mouthpiece. He can do whatever he wants to do on here, because guess what? Prophetic Grace Network belongs to Yahweh. It's his radio station. Some of you have heard when you call in, what radio station did I call in tonight? G-O-D, Yahweh. So thank you. I pray that you had a good, blessed weekend. A week. Thank you. Well, I tell you, that song just did something to my spirit, man. I just enjoyed that song. I worship. Well, let's get to the, I always say, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to tell you people? Holy Spirit, Father God, how do you want me to minister? What do you want me to say tonight? I mean, so as I'm just sitting there before I come on, I'm hearing, and I think we went over this last week, about the dry bone, Ezekiel, about the dry bone. And, you know, the Holy Spirit always going to come back and give you confirmation. I call them breadcrumbs. He dropped breadcrumbs and say, keep going, my servant. Keep going. I'm speaking. I'm speaking. You're going down the right path. You're going down the wrong. You know, he'll let you know when you stir out to the left or go to the right. He's going to let you know. He's going to pull you back on the right path. He's going to let you know he speaks. He speaks. He just don't speak. He speaks to everyone. I want you to know that tonight. Yahweh speak to everyone. Prodigal son, that prodigal husband, he'll speak to that stripper, the prostitute. He'll speak to the drug dealer. He will speak to ones that's out there that, you know, we have gave up on, that's doing drugs, drinking. He will speak to them. And I'm going to show you how the Holy Spirit, how our Heavenly Father, our great Father, if you know anyone, you might want to call them and tell them, get on PGN tonight, get on Blog Talk tonight, because I'm going to show you the type of revelation he gave me about how God speaks to anyone. He will speak to a drunk. He will speak to someone that is high. The Holy Spirit, one thing I like about my Father, he is a spiritual human being. We are spiritual human beings. All souls belong to him. All souls belong to him. And why do all souls belong to him? Because he created heaven and earth and everything above and everything in it and everything below it. He even created evil. He created all creature, all animal, all fish, all everything, bird. He created it all. He created it all. When he said, let us make men in our own image and our own likeness. He was talking about we're going to make something here on earth that looks like us in heaven to where we can have access to him, to heaven. I don't care what goes on in your life. You still going to have access to heaven, but you got to know that you got access to heaven. You have to know that. Amen. I'm going to show you how tonight my Father, which are in heaven, speaks to everyone. But you got to have an ear to hear. He will speak to you when you're vulnerable. He will speak to you when you got that drink in your hand, in that club doing a Tootsie Roll, a 360, a break dance, and a swing out, spinning on your head. The Holy Spirit, he was sending the Holy Spirit in that club. He would send the angel to you to speak to you, even tell you, do not take that drink no more. Get yourself up out of here and go home. You think he don't speak? Yes, he do. He speak to the one that's turning it up, popping it up, puffing it up. He will speak to him. I know y'all know I say sometimes a funny rhythm. Y'all know what I'm saying, because sometimes I got to break it down and make it plain to those. He will speak. Don't worry about that child that's the club. Don't worry about that child that's on the street corner. Don't worry about it. You give them to God. You go down on your face and you pray. But I'm going to show you something that's going to help you out with your prayer life. If you see the title, it says, Son of Man, can these dry bones, can these bones live? Son of Man, can these bones live? This time I'm going to show you that the Holy Spirit will locate your son. I don't care where they at, by your prayer. You can be in the state of Georgia, your prayer. God under the righteous one. God under the one that got clean hands and pure heart. God hears the cries. Not only he hears your cries in your own home, when you give your home to God as a living sacrifice and make it a altar, make your own home a place of worship. Make your own home a place that you seek him. Make your own home, a temple. Holy. When you say, I dedicate back to God, back to Yahweh, my Father, Abba, I give it back to him. He began to move things around. He began to tell those angels. Some people don't even believe in the angel. If he say, I give angel charge over you to keep you in all thy ways, you better believe it. Oh, he give angel charge over you. So when you cry out, when you on your face worship, praying, just seeking him, he begin to move things. He begin to let things come down on earth as it is in heaven. So So, son of man, can these bones live? This is coming out of Ezekiel. Yes, he speaks, even to the dry bone. This is how powerful the word of God is. God's word ain't gone. When God speak it, even when he tells the angel to go. I shared this with y'all one time. And the one time I was praying, he even allowed me to see in heaven, see where when your prayers, when you sincere with your prayer, when you believe in your prayers and you have faith in your prayer, sometimes your prayer will shock. Oh, my God, somebody better catch this tonight. Sometimes your prayer will shock them. Did you not hear what my son say? Did you not hear what my daughter just say? And God speaks the word. When God, when the word come out his mouth, it ain't going to return back to him, boy. When he speaking, he'll look. Him, I'm telling y'all, I seen this in the vision where he looked at his son and said, did you not hear what she just asked me? Did you not hear what my son just asked me? And he began to tell the angel that's charged over you to go, to come to your rescue or go to where your son and daughter at. Somebody better catch this revelation tonight. When you open your mouth on your face crying out, God, I need your help. God, I need you in this hour. God, I cannot do this by myself. When you begin to open your mouth and your word, you don't want your prayers to stay on the ground. You don't want your prayers to be hindered. That's why you got to examine yourself. That's why you to die the flesh. That's why you got to look at your own self. We explain to you on here, when you get in this secret place with God, Yahweh, he began to pull out the mirror and begin to show you who you are. You can't see Christ until you see yourself, and you gonna see yourself through that mirror. He got to show you who you are and what's still up in you. If you want your prayers to hit the ear of God, you better make sure you don't have nothing in your heart that's hindering your prayer, or you walking in disobedience. There are things that hinder your prayers, and that could consider these dry bones. And he say, son of man, can these bones live? The bones he's talking about, he's talking about the dry bones. He began to take Ezekiel to a place. It was a valley of dry bones. Who are the dry bones? There were human. Please understand. And those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying tonight. Dry bones can be in your life. Dry bones can be right within you. Dry bones can be inside your household. Dry bones is in your family. Dry bones with your marriage. Dry bones with your health. Dry bones with your sons and daughter. And that's what I'm going to help you out tonight. He asked, son of man, can these bones live? Well, I got some news. It's a news flash. This is a news flash tonight. Yes, they can. As we begin to look at Ezekiel 37, chapter 37, the Lord Yahweh appeared to Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Oh, that right there, just that first sentence. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. This is Ezekiel telling his story. Ezekiel, my God, he was the watchman. Some of us is watchmen. Some things that the Holy Spirit, God speak to us, sometimes we can't even explain to you. And even with Ezekiel, he tried to explain it the best way he knew how to explain it in his time. God reached out with his hand. The hand of God will come up your marriage. The hand of God will come upon you. The hand of God will come upon your family. The hand of God will snatch you. That's why I said they could be in that club, Tussie Roll, Pac Jam, whatever they got, the new acknowledging they got out today. They could be in the club. They could be in the wrong place. They could be in Mexico. They can be in Brazil. They could be in Canada. They can be over there in Africa. But when the hand of God, my God, my God, when the hand of God comes down from heaven and reach out and snatch him up by his spirit, my God, that's what he did to Ezekiel. He began to snatch Ezekiel up. He will snatch Ezekiel by the spirit. The spirit. That's why we are spirit human beings and we connect to heaven by the spirit. And caused me to pass by them round and about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, there were very dry. Sometimes we have dry bones within ourselves, And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Question mark. The father asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Now here go Ezekiel, and I answer, oh Lord God, thou knowest. Well, Ezekiel saying to the father, you know if these dry bones can live. You know it. You know you put me here. You know these dry bones can live. You know everything because you are God Almighty. You created these dry bones. When you created them, whatever caused us, whatever we do in life will cause us to have dry bones. So God created everything, everything he created. So Ezekiel had the word of knowledge and he had wisdom to know that God knew these dry bones can live. He knew these bones can live. When he speak a word, I'm telling you how powerful the word of God is, how powerful it is. It's like a two-edged sword. I don't know if you ever seen a two-edged sword. When God speaks, it's swords coming out his mouth. When God speaks, it's like fire coming out his mouth. When God speak his word like a hammer and it's going to crush every rock into pieces. That's how powerful it is. And we learned on PGN Network, Prophetic Grace Network, when they came to rest, Yahshua, when they came to rest, Jesus, he said, it is, and they begin to hit the ground. What kind of power is that when Jesus can speak the word and it blew them down? What kind of power is it when Jesus can speak the word and the lame can walk? What kind of power it is when he can speak a word and the storm will obey the word that coming out his mouth? Kind of power it is. Even when you begin to call on Jesus, when you begin to call on Yahweh in your own household, I don't care if you got dry bones, I don't care if your son got dry bones, when you call on the name of Jesus and begin to prophesy to those dry bones gonna come alive. They can be dead on their deathbed. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. My God, somebody better catch this tonight. Can these dry bones? Can the bones live? God speaks to dry bones, the dry bones that's in our life, the dry bones that's in our family. Your family can be cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Your family can be crazy. I don't care. But you begin to speak to those dry bones. Let me go ahead and help y'all out some more. He said there were very many. Many of what? Human bones. These human bones was in an open valley. And they was very, very dry. Very dry. They was very dry bones. Let me get back to where I left off at. Okay. I'm going to show you how you can be in Georgia, but you can pray for someone way in California that in the valley of the dry bones, and you can speak, you can prophesy to those dry bones. And just by you prophesying the word of God, prophecy is the word of God. We have learned, and we're going to keep saying until y'all get it, until y'all understand it. The prophecy is the word of God. God is the word. You don't chase after the word. You don't thirst after the word, but you come to the word. How you come to the word, you sit at the table and you eat the word, you drink the word, you sleep the word, you bathe in the word, you get the word so up in you that when the word up in you, those dry bones come alive. So again, I'm in Ezekiel 37 verse 4. And again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. Prophesy. That's some of y'all favorite words. Prophesy. Y'all want a prophecy. I'm trying to help y'all out. The prophecy is in the word. Get it? The prophecy is in the word. Who is the word? The word belongs to God. Because in the book of John, in the beginning of John, tell us the word is God. In the beginning is the word, and the word is God. Prophesy. When you begin to prophesy, you don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. You can be an evangelist to prophesy. You can be a prayer warrior and prophesy. You can be a crap. Well, I'm not gonna say that. You can be out there, you know, doing something. You know, you can be in a place that you don't even want your spirit, your soul crying out to God. God began to hear the cry. I don't want to pick up this pipe no more. I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to pop pills no more. But if they begin to prophesy to their dry bones and begin to call on the name of Jesus and Yahweh, those dry bones begin to come alive. Y'all better hear God. Dry bones don't like the word of God. Dry bones don't like the word of Yahshua. They don't like the word Jesus. Dry bones come alive through the word of God. He began to tell Ezekiel to prophesy to the dry bones. Prophesy. Y'all love that word, prophesy. Well, I'm going to tell you, prophesy to those dry bones in your life. What is the dry bone in your life? Begin to prophesy upon these bones. And he said unto me, unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Verse 4. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So when you begin to prophesy to dry bone, you got to say, hear the word of the Lord. And you got to prophesy to the situation in your own household. Prophesy to yourself. Prophesy to those dry bones that's within yourself, within your own household. He said, work out your own household salvation. You got to work out what's going on in your own household. So begin to prophesy to those dry bones that's around you and your family that's around you. That's what, as a matter of fact, you prophesy to yourself, to the dry bones that's within yourself. What is the dry bones in your life? If it's cancer trying to take you out, high blood pressure, diabetes, you begin to prophesy to the dry bones that's trying to keep you bedridden. You begin to prophesy to the dry bones that's trying to keep your mind bind up, that's trying to keep you oppressed. You begin to prophesy over yourself. You begin to remind them what the word of the living God is spoken over you. What is God saying about you in this hour? You begin to speak to those dry bones that's in your life. When you begin to pray, your children, your sons and daughters might have strayed away, but you can be in your house on your face. I'm talking about on your face where your forehead is touching the floor, and you begin to call out their names. You're speaking to spirit, man, to come forward, and you begin to prophesy. You begin to pull down the strongholds of addiction. You begin to prophesy to the dry bone, loose them and let them go. You begin to prophesy that they should live and not die. You begin to prophesy. Oh, I prophesy the wind from the east, the west, and the north, and the south. I prophesy that the breath from heaven will cause you to live. You should live and not die. You want the hand of God to come down into your home, and you begin to prophesy to those dry bones in your situation, in your family situation. You can be in your house, I'm telling you, you can be in your house in Texas, but you can prophesy to the dry bones in Georgia. You can be in your house in California and prophesy to the dry bones that's in Hawaii. You can be in the state of Canada and prophesy to those dry bones that's in Alaska. I don't care, God, answer the prayers of the righteous one. When you begin to speak to the dry bone, I don't care if your child is miles away. I don't care where they at. I don't care if your husband left the home. You better understand tonight. He could be laying up. I'm telling you, I'm gonna blow somebody mind away. Your husband might have a plan to do something that the enemy whispered in his ear. But oh, when you get down on your face and you cry to God, do you not know he will send the Holy Spirit and he will interrupt your husband's plan? He will interrupt your wife's plan and he will send him home. You better understand what the Spirit of the living God is saying to you tonight. But you gonna have to have faith and believe it. He honored people. You got to know how to pray in this hour, in this season. Can the dry bones, can them bones live in your life, in your household? Prophesy. You want a word? You go your word to. This is a prophetic word. This is a corporate prophetic word. You prophesied upon these bones. But when you prophesied upon these bones, you say, oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. They don't like the word of God. The word of God began to cut them with the two-edged sword. The word of God began to burn them up like the consuming fire. The word of God began to come down like a hammer. My God, that hammer began to come down and crush every Jericho wall that got you pinned up and bind up. The word of the living God will be released in your life and your household, that the dry bones don't like Jesus. The dry bones don't like things that is in heaven that's going to demise them. They're going to come against them and come and interrupt their plan. There's dry bones all around us. You just don't have the eye to see it. There's dry bones in the building, what they claim to be the church. They dry. Because the real word of the living God, we learned just a couple weeks, my people, not LaShawn people, I'm reading what the word say. It's being destroyed. It's being perished due to the lack of knowledge. They are rejecting the true knowledge of the word of God. And it's leading his people to be destroyed. There needs to be some real prophecies amongst the body of Christ to prophesy on those dry bones. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I like the word behold, that's getting your attention. Pay attention. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. You should live and not die. When you speak the word of God to those dry bones should live and not die. Because the breath, my God, the breath, you can be tired in your body because your body is dealing with some type of infirmity, some type of disease. But when you begin to prophesy to that dry bone, oh, my God, I feel it coming out my belly. When you begin to prophesy to those dry bones, prophesy to that cancer, prophesy to that high blood pressure, prophesy to that diabetes, prophesy. You got to prophesy. You prophesied over yourself. You prophesied over that sick child. You prophesied over that sick husband. Get yourself up. You begin to prophesy over them. And God said, if you prophesy, behold, I will cause the breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. God say, behold, I'm going to do the rest. But you got to speak the word. You got to speak the word. And when you speak the word, behold, I'm going to take over. Get yourself out the way. You done spoke the word, stand on the word, believe in the word, walk in faith, and now spoke the word, I'm going to step in and I'm going to do what I need to do, because you spoke the true word of God. You spoke the true living word of God. Now that you release my word, because you said they shall live and not die. Now I'm going to call my breath come from heaven, my breath that breathes into you day and night. I'm going to cause my breath to enter into the dry bones that's in your husband. I'm going to cause my breath to enter to the dry bone that's in your daughter. I'm going to cause my breath, I'm talking about this promised breath, the breath that I breathe daily and night, because I don't slumber and I don't sleep. I'm going to cause my breath, I'm going to cause the windows of heaven to open up and breathe breath onto those dry bones to enter into you and cause you to live and not die. Oh, my God, who am I talking to tonight? You can be prophesied. He begins while you seeking God, while you on the face seeking Yahweh, he begins to help you call out names, not even names in your family, but names that might be in Africa, names that might be in Asia, names that might be in China, names that might be in Korea, names that might be in Haiti, names that might be in Kenya, names that might be in Canada. You begin to call out their name, and you begin to speak to that dry bone. Then that prodigal son is coming knocking on the door. The prodigal son is beginning to return. That husband that left that wife and began to come home. That wife that left that husband began to come home. Oh, that child that ran away from home, you begin to hear a knock on the door. Oh, the dead that's in the hospital, my God, began to rise up, because you have spoken and you spoke the true word of the living God. You begin to prophesy. You begin to pull out the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and God began to move on your faith. God began to move on your belief. God began to move because you spoke his word. Now he didn't open heaven and he began to breathe his breath. They might say your family member got 3 days to live, but he's saying 3 days. He's going to rise up. Jesus risen in 3 days. So he's going to raise your son up in 3 days. He's going to raise your husband up in 3 days. He's going to raise your wife up in 3 days. Oh, when you open your mouth, when you stand on the word of God, when you got faith, when you believe Psalms 27, when you believe Psalms 91, when you begin to believe Psalms 23, you open your mouth and know who you serve. God begin to open heaven up and begin to bring down up on you, upon your family, and no more they will be dried. You say, behold, who is I? This is the Father speaking. I will cause breath enter into you. Your strength don't come from me. This is a LaShawn speaking. Your strength come from the Lord. Your strength come from Yahweh. He will open heaven up on you and within your own household. Heaven will open up. I'm telling you through a testimony. I didn't see heaven open up and his glory hit this place. If he do it for me, he'll do it for you. If he did it for Abraham, he will do it for you. If he did it for Moses, he will do it for you. If he did it for Ezekiel, he will do it for you. He don't have a respect of a person. If your son out there in the valley of the dry bone and begin to cry out, let me tell you, he opened my ears one time to hear the cries of those that was in the valley. He allowed me to hear the cries of the children. He allowed me to hear the cries of your sons and daughters saying, what must I do to be saved? And God is sending those people to the voice that's crying now, what must I do to be saved? That's why he had to pull some of us out the church. It wasn't our power. It wasn't up to us, because if it was up to LaShawn, I might have been still in that church. He had to pull me out because he got to send our voice to the ones that's crying in the wilderness, crying out, saying, what must I do to be saved? They ain't going to look like no three-piece suit. They ain't going to look like the norm, because I have spoken on here. God is doing things uncommon. God is doing things unusual that is going to blow the mind of the people. That's why he has to pull some of you out the tradition and religion, because he's going to get his glory. My God, I feel the fire up on me. You better get what you get. You need to get what you need tonight. Even Ezekiel, he was laying. God had put his spirit. God snatched him up by the spirit. The hand of God will reach down from heaven. I'm telling you, long as I'm a servant of God, God's hand by his spirit, his hand is the spirit, he will reach down there and snatch your husband up. He will reach down there and snatch that daughter up. He will reach down there and snatch that grandson up. He will snatch him up by the spirit of the living God. God will do it. But you got to have faith and believe it, that he will do it. Your prayer is going to change it. Your faith is going to change it. Speaking the word of the living God will change it. So Ezekiel began to prophesy. He began to prophesy to those dry bones. He began to breathe his breath into them to come alive. God just speak a word. Something can be dead, but when the word of God is spoken, that dead thing is going to come alive. Anything that's dead in your life, I don't care if they saying you go to the hospital and they begin to say something is growing on you on the inside and everything is dying. God have the ability to rearrange. God have the ability to release his breath from heaven and breathe. He can breathe on your liver. He can breathe on your spleen. He can breathe on your kidneys. He can breathe on your heart. He can breathe when you can't breathe. He can breathe his breath into your body, and you will have the breath of God, the everlasting life of Yahweh. He will make flesh, as we begin to look in verse 6. He made flesh grow back on you. What kind of, this just helped me to understand this. When I read stuff like this, it does something to me on the inside. By us speaking the word of God, we got to line ourselves up with heaven. Our mind got to be transformed to heaven. Our mind, I have been going to a mentor class, and they talking about unlocking your mind. Your mind got to be unlocked. People might say unlock, redo, restore. He gave me the word remodeling. He's remodeling people's mind, the mindset. Your mind got to line up with heaven. You say you want to see miracles. Well, you got to let God do something with your mind, your belief, and your faith. You can't see the miracles, signs and wonder, and have a corrupted mind. You can't see these things, and your mind is not right. You can't see these things. If you have shaken faith, you lukewarm in carnal mind. You got to change the way you think. You got to change. See, God does things unusual and uncommon. He's not doing what they used to do, or what they said is of God and is not of God. God is doing things uncommon and unusual, and he's been saying this for a while now. He didn't already draw the line. You heard me saying he draw the line and those that's in the wall of prayer. God didn't draw the line. Now you got to cross yourself over to the right side. And you can't cross yourself over with a corrupted mind. If you want to see these dry bones in your life live, you want to see these dry bones come back alive, you got to, your mind got to be renewed. He made flesh grow back. He will make flesh grow back on you and cover you with skin. That's what he was doing in the valley of the dry bones. And I will put breath in you so that you may come alive. And you will know that I am Lord. You gonna know that Yahweh did it. Don't you did it. You just spoke the word. You spoke the word. You walked out on faith. You spoke and you believe it. And then you get yourself out the way and let God do the rest. God began to step in. Yahweh gonna step in and he began to breathe. He began to do based on your prayer, based on your belief, based on your faith. God began to step in and he began to breathe. When God, my God, God opened heaven and he just blow. Whew, he can blow just a little bit. If he blows through his nostrils and it parted the Red Sea, what makes you think he can't breathe life into a cancer body? What makes think he can't breathe life into a lifeless body? What makes you think he can't breathe life into dry bone? What we looking right here in Ezekiel, yes, he will breathe life into dry bone. Oh, somebody better catch this to me. Y'all be trying to keep stuff for yourself. Y'all need to share this for those that have Facebook. Even share the link on your Facebook page. Let them click on it because some of your friends and family got dry bones in their life. They walking around here dead. They walking around here lack of knowledge. They walking around here about to fall in the grave, fall in a hole that the enemy had dig for them. Prayer changes things. The word of God changes things. The word of God will move the hand. It will make his hand move. It will open his mouth and make him breathe on you. Breathe on your marriage. Breathe on your finance. Breathe. How he's going to give you wealth when you don't have a mind of a kingdom wealth? How you going to have the wealth? How you going to have the finance and your mind messed up? You got to line yourself up with heaven. So when he began to breathe, what came back on them? Flesh grew back. Flesh grew back. There was a time that we went to the hospital. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He just brought this up. This woman was burning trash. She was from out of town. I can't remember where she was from, but she was from out of town. I used to be on this prayer line. And somebody that was on there saying, can you go pray for my cousin? I think her cousin or sister, I can't remember. She got burnt real bad percentage of her body because she was burning trash. But she had something in her that was flammatory that blew up and it caught her face and everything. We went out there. I'm telling you, this I can tell y'all something that will blow your mind. That's why I say you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. We went out there, me and two more women of God went out there, and we began to pray for her. The glory of God came into that room where, when it says, when the Holy Spirit come in, it's like a gush of wind. You better believe it, because the Holy Spirit came in there to where the hair on our arm stood up. The hairs on our arm stood up. And he let us know he was going to repair her skin. She's not going to look like she came, that she was burnt up. She ain't going to look like she had those degree of burns on herself. A person can be in the fire. We know about the three Hebrews that was in the fire. but they came out. Didn't even look like they was burnt. Some people can be in a situation when they come out, God breathe his breath up on them, and they don't look like what they done been through. They don't look like they've been in the fire. So this woman was burnt. They had to send her here to the hospital. She was in the country, but they sent her here because here in Texas, I think Parkland, they have a good burnt unit. But he let us know she's not going to have a skin if she been burnt. He was going to breathe new skin onto her. When he began to breathe, flesh grew back on you. When you start prophesying to the dry bone, he's letting us know your flesh will grow back on you. He will cover you with skin, and I will put breath in you so that you can come alive. And you would know that I am the Lord. He's going to do this to let you know I am who I say I am. He's going to do that for your son so your son can know he's real. He's real. Heaven is real. He's going to let your husband know I did that because I'm who I say I am. God did it. By you, he's going to breathe breath. Your husband can be dead as a dry bone. Your wife can be dead as a dry bone. But when you open your mouth interceding for them, standing in a gap for them, covering them, God going to breathe his breath unto them. Flesh going to come back. Your bones going to come alive. Your skin going to come back just by the breath of Yahweh breathing on them, because he's breathing the word on them. Greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. When you begin to prophesy that over them, that means that they bones, they skin, they mind going to come back. It look like they losing their mind. It look like they losing the battle. Depression, but God's going to breathe his word in them. God's going to speak that they should live and not die. Depression is not going to take them. Oppression is not going to be oppressed by the enemy. God see the fiery dart coming to your edge. But when you put on the whole armor, God, take the shield of faith and quench those fiery dart. Quench the fiery dart. When you begin to speak to the arrow, these arrows would not hit my place. They begin to fall down. I don't care if they're coming from Africa. I don't care if they're coming from Canada. But when you speak it and he begin to show you, they ain't going to make it to the state of Georgia. They ain't going to make it to the state of California. They ain't going to make it to the state of Texas. You better understand how powerful the word of God. They can shoot arrows just like God showed me how he helped angels standing up with the bow bent back with the arrow. And I said, Lord, what is that? He began to tell me. That's why you got to be careful what God showed you, because I started running my mouth when I should not be running my mouth, asking people, what is this that I see? Because there are some things he begins to show you. You just can't make it out. And you begin to ask people what you see. God don't want you to ask everybody what you see. He's going to reveal it to you in time and season. So people will begin to give me wrong information. Didn't even feel right in my spirit. But it was one day I went to California to my cousin's house. She had an old school Bible. When I say an old school Bible, this is the Bible that had the white Jesus on. I'm trying to be funny, but that's what it was. And it was her mama Bible, and she passed away. I opened the Bible and started reading, because I ain't never seen a Bible like that. You know, we ain't had those type of Bibles in our home. I began to open up and read it, and he took me right to my vision. When the King opened the window and he pointed the arrow in the certain direction, and he said, this is the arrow of deliverance. That's what it is. So those angels were standing up on every four corners of the earth, held back the bow and arrow, ready to shoot and fire. It was shooting in, getting ready to shoot these arrows of deliverance to California. It was getting ready to shoot the arrows of deliverance to the state of Texas. It was getting ready to shoot the arrows of deliverance even in my own household. He was getting ready to shoot the arrows of deliverance. God got arrows that he shoot out to hit target in your heart to deliver you and set you free. That's part of the drive. Too. You so dead, you so mean, you so hateful, you so bitterness, you so ungrateful. He got to breathe on you. He got to shoot those arrows. powers of deliverance into your household to deliver you. You want to point finger at your son and daughter. You want to point finger at your mom and sisters and brothers. You want to point finger at your husband and wife, but now he's trying to get you. He's trying to deliver you. He want to show you who you are. Told you this G.O.D. radio station. For those who new on here, this is what goes down on Friday night. Son of man, can these bones live? So, replace son of man and put your name there. LaShawn, can these bones live? You begin to place your name. Can the dry bones live? Do you have the ability to prophesy to the dry bones in your own household? Prophesy to the dry bones that's around you. Prophesy to the dry bones that's in the building. Like I say, it ain't even the church. They dry. They walking around with their graveyard clothes on. And they need to be stripped from graveyard clothes. We learn that he will release the winds and begin to bring you back alive. What was dead will no longer be dead in your life. Prophesied. Prophesied. You want a word, here go your word. Ezekiel obeyed the word of God and began to prophesy. He began to prophesy. Then he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Oh, I'm going to get ready to close it up right here. Begin to prophesy to the wind. Do you not know he give you power and authority? When he said I give you power and authority, when he said I give him the keys to the kingdom, whatsoever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose here on earth shall be loose in heaven. It's already loose. It's already bind in heaven. You got to line yourself up with heaven. It's already done. Let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be done in your life as it is in heaven. It's already, he said, he giving us the keys to the kingdom. There's keys, not keys to the car, house. There's keys so you can know how to walk with your hands and fight with your finger. There's keys that you have authority. You have authority to bind things up because it's already bind up in heaven. You have authority to loose things in heaven because it's loose here on earth because it's already loose in heaven. So you have the power and authority to turn to the east of you, turn to the west of you, turn to the south and the north, and begin to prophesy unto the wind. That's what he told Ezekiel. Turn and prophesy. Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. Prophesy, daughter. Prophesy. You prophesy. I don't care if the sun is over there in California and you on the east coast. You begin to turn yourself and prophesy on the west coast that your son should live and not die. You begin to prophesy to those dry bones unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. There are some that slain like shepherds, and there's some slain shepherd that's in the body of Christ. You got some slain shepherds, and you got some slain sheep. You got some slain things in the body of Christ. We better turn and learn how to prophesy. We got to prophesy the love, the word of God, so he can open heaven over the buildings and bring them back alive, flesh by flesh, bone by bone. Bring them back alive. Bring them to where they lining up with the true word of God. You have to open your mouth just like Ezekiel did. He called the four winds and the breath of heaven to breathe on those who are slain. We, some of us are slain. We are slain because the warfare, we can't handle the warfare. We want to give up. We don't want to suit up, but we want to give up. We want to suit up and put on the right spiritual war clothes. We want to give up when he called us to go to the call of duty. He's doing a roll call. Come out. I'm calling you to do a call of duty. You need to come out and be my snapper. You need to come out to be my general. You need to come out. And some of us are being slain. So us, our his mouthpiece, got to open our mouth and begin to prophesy the right way. Prophesy the word, the true word of God to those who are slain in this. Well, so many leaders are slain in this hour. So many leaders got dagger in their back, knives up in their back. But when you begin to prophesy and speak the word of God, those knives gonna come from out their back. Knives and slain, whatever they trying to be bind up, that python spirit is not going to squeeze the life out of them no more. That's why you got to pray over your leaders. You got to pray over these people on PGN. You got to pray over your family member so the back and the knives can come out their back, can live and breathe again. Who am I talking to tonight? It's so much I can go deep and bump into this. I got to cut it off. We might have to pick up next week. The Lord is willing. But you can, the bones live. Yes, they can. Oh, Father God, I stand before you with clean hands and pure heart. I heard the cries. You showed me in a dream. The reason why he showed you things in a dream, so you can prepare, so you can pray, so you can stand with heaven and pray against it. Sometimes he showed you things in a dream to warn you. If you begin to open your mouth when the prophet say pray, it's time to pray. When you pray, when one and two or three come together, it begins to intervene. It begins to release the angel. It's going to happen. You know, 9 out of 10 is going to happen. But it won't be so bad because we came together here on earth. We sit high up above the principalities, the power, the weakness, the darkness, the witchcraft. We sit and we are joined up with Christ. That means we sit with Christ. We should be sitting in heaven with Christ. Our prayer's supposed to be in heaven with Christ. We got to sit up high with Christ. Our prayer should go up above the principality, above the power. We should be above the darkness. That's what we should be at in this hour. And when we begin to come up, heaven is going to open up. When we begin to come up, he begins to open up over your household and begin to put his breath over your situation. Think the wind won't release. I'm telling you, yes, it will. I have seen it. Yes, it will. God will put you up in the whirlwind where nobody can touch you and pull you down. Can't nobody pull you down off that whirlwind. If God wants you caught up in the whirlwind, if he wants you to be in the midst of the full wind, that's where you're going to be. And so many is being slain because they out of order. They not teaching the truth of God. They want to teach their way, their tradition and religion. And he's saying, come out from amongst them, be ye separate. He's telling people to sit down. They won't sit down. They refusing. They not teaching the real truth of the real truth of the word of God. They doing it for their own self-righteousness. And God, Lord, I'm going to leave that alone. So Ezekiel even said in verse 10, so I prophesied it as he commanded me. When God tell you to prophesy to a situation, prophesy. You don't got to be a prophet to prophesy. If he say prophesy your situation, prophesy, encourage your son and daughter. Begin to prophesy to those dry bones. Yes, I see they dry. Begin to prophesy. And as he command you to prophesy, you better begin to prophesy. Because when you open your mouth to prophesy, heaven is going to open up and breath is going to come. Breath is going to come from heaven to breathe on that dry up marriage. Breathe on your dry up bones. Breathe on your dry up situation in your life. And they will live and stand up on their feet. And they're going to be I'm telling you, when God begins to breathe on this young generation, you ain't seen nothing yet. You better learn how to prophesy on this young generation, because when God raised them up, you ain't seen that they're going to be a great, mighty army, and the force is not going to be stopped. The remnant is not going to be stopped. We've been saying over and over and over, there is a great gathering. He said a great gathering. This gathering is going to be with his true saints and the true things that he's releasing from heaven. They're going to have help. They ain't going to be by themselves. You think they by themselves, but they not. They're going to come with full force. Well, Father God, I thank you up for your word tonight. Father God, we're going to speak to the dry bones. Father God, we speak to every dry bone that's on PGN and those that's listening by earth, those that's listening Jamaica, those that listen, you know, even in Africa, those that listen in Mexico, oh Father God, those that listen in Arizona, those who listen over this nation, we speak to the dry bones that's in their life that they should live. We speak that greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. Oh Father God, we speak that the Lord is their light and their salvation. What should they fear? We fear you, Father God, for our protection. We fear you, Father God. Oh Father God, we speak that no evil should come near the dwelling place. Oh Father God, we prophesy every sickness that's in their body. We speak that to dry up right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Oh Father God, we speak the high blood pressure. We command high blood pressure to leave your people in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Oh, Father God, we speak to low blood cell. We command the low blood cell to come up in your name, in your son Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we come against every heart attack, every stroke in the name of Yahshua. Oh, Father God, we speak headache, mind-binding headache, to leave your people, to loose them and let them go. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God, we speak to every crooked spine to line up everything that's outlined in their body, Father God. We speak to those right on that they should live, breathe up on them. Let the Holy Spirit get hold to them. Don't let them up, Father God, until you get done with them. Oh, Holy Spirit, locate that son. Holy Spirit, locate that husband and wife. Holy Spirit, breathe your breath. Open heaven upon PGN. Open heaven over our home and breathe your breath and speak. We speak for wind. We prophesy to the wind. Oh, Father God, send your glory into the household. Send your, we know that your anointing destroys yokes. Yokes that's a tie around the neck. I even see change. There are change around anchors that's pulling you down, trying to pull you to the pits of hell. But we prophesy not so, that you live and not die. We prophesy that you will not be on the bed of affliction in this season, in this hour. Pick up your bed and walk. Pick up your bed and speak the word of God over your life. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And we cover everyone that's on here tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, Father. 754-240. This is Sister LaShawn. As he's speaking, and where you speak, where you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn. This is Donald and Tanya from Miami.
Hey. How you doing? Congratulations. How you doing?
Okay. Hey. Well, we doing good.
Hey, Sister Tanya. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, new one, the new beautiful one. Hey, the little children. Well, Donna, what you got? How you doing?
I don't know. I don't. No, I'm doing good.
I'm doing good.
God's been blessing us and you know, giving us, you know, more mouth to feed but, you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. You know, God's been blessing us and, you know, just taking care of us, taking care of the family and just getting a lot of support from the family. You know, like mama, grandmas, you know, granddads, everybody been supporting and helping us, you know, with the transition of the new addition and plus the other young ones. So, you know, things have been good.
Amen. And you know what? That's your inheritance. That's the DNA of the father. You know, he says, be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah.
You're going to inherit the land. That's what I'm seeing. As you were talking about that, that's what I'm hearing. You're going to inherit the land of milk and honey. It's your inheritance to leave for your family. Just like Moses, and just like Abraham, he had an inheritance to lead to his family, to lead to his son. He inherited lands. God gave him land. He told him to pick up and go to a certain place. And when he walked in obedience, he went, and God gave him land. So that's just what comes up when you was that God is going to give you the land. He's going to give you something that's going to within your family. It's going to be an inheritance. So we thank God for that. We thank him. And just like the sons were saying, no greater love. God, let him be God. Let him be God in this hour in your life. Let him be God. If he say, I'm going to give you the land, the flow, I'm going to send you to the land that's flowing with milk, honey, let him be God. Don't try to figure it out, because he done already worked it out. You just walk it out and line yourself up with him. So let him be God in your life. If he say he gonna do it, he's gonna do it, and it's gonna manifest. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm gonna share this with you. Before I came on, I was worshiping and I was praying. And he began next month by man calendar, by man, November. That's man. But God began to give me deep revelation. My birthday, according to man, is November the 10th. But before I came on, he gave me revelation. You did not, this should have messed some people up. This should have messed some people up. You got to catch it in the spirit. This is how he showed me. It was just so mind-blowing. He said, you didn't already change. Your age didn't already change in heaven. Your age didn't already changed in heaven. Your age changed in heaven about a couple months ago. My God, I feel the Holy Spirit going through my body. Your age changed. You turned 50 about a month or so ago. Your age that's here on earth is not the age that's in heaven. Somebody better catch that tonight. Age here on earth is not the age in heaven. That's the reason why we got to transform our mind. That's the reason why he's going to renew mind, remodel mind, because what is on earth is not what's in heaven. We got to line up with heaven. He said, you better start celebrating me right now. Celebrate me, because the age in heaven don't got nothing to do with the age here on earth. My God. So the blessing that God got for us in heaven is not don't have anything to do here on earth. There are royalty in heaven. There are riches in heaven that our mind can't even recollect. So he begins to show me that. I just bust out with a shout or worship, because he said, and I already crossed over to your new age. This is a man thing. This is the date that they gave you here on earth. But you already came a new age in heaven. You done already crossed over to your new age and your new beginning and the new things that I'm doing for you. And so none of the things God got for you and your family, you cross yourself over to heaven, because the new is going to be mind-blowing that you ain't going to be able to keep up with it. My God. Oh, he wanted me to share that with you.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, that just just took me. He said, you already that age in heaven. Some people ain't going to understand that. You waiting for the countdown for November 10th, but you didn't already cross over. You already that age. And I began to celebrate. When I break bread, I say, my God, when I break bread, I'm in the cake. The cake that say 5-0, it's already done in heaven, y'all. Oh, my God. It's the time, his time. We can't keep up with his time. This is in season, then time. But when we on God time, you ain't going to be able to keep up with it. That's when some trans, when they get ready to cross over, they come in a new body. They begin to look younger. Oh, my God. Because he say, you already turned the age in heaven. That's why some people can walk in a type of wisdom. Because their age here on earth ain't the same age in heaven. Somebody to ask God for deeper revelation. When he told me that tonight, I say, wow. Wow. I don't have to wait to that date that man put on my birth certificate. That's what man came up with. He celebrate. It's a different time, a different season. It's a new thing. My God. So, Father God, I just pray over your son, Father God. He's building a family for his legacy. It's for your legacy, Father God, that they will grow together. They will come together as a family to do the kingdom work, Father God. When you bless him as the head of the household, everything in his family going to be blessed. Everything that's behind him, from the wife, from the two, the three sons, is going to line up with heaven. Oh, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in a family. I thank you for the release. I thank you for everything that the locust, the canker run, everything that the canker run and the locust thought he had ate up. But, Father God, you rebuke the devourer for Donna and Tanya, name say. Father God, I thank you. They shall plant. They shall grow more fruit. Oh, Father God, they shall go forth in the ministry and do kingdom work so you can get glory. And Father God, you shall supply they need. They don't have to worry about it because you're going to supply everything. When you line up done, it's going to start blowing your mind, because like I said, we not on man's time. The timing with God just got to cross over. We got to cross our mind over. We got to let him do a new thing with our mind. And when he begins to do a new thing with our mind, it's going to blow your mind. Oh, Father God, and I thank you. I ask that you do it. Do it right now. Do it in this. Matter of fact, switch it around. Switch it, Father God. Blow his mind, Father God. When he say, you did this for me. You did this for my family. You did this, son. Am I worthy? You going to do this for me and my family? That's what you going to be saying, Don. That's what you're going to be saying. So I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's going to be those say, why you did it for him? He did this. He came from her. He came from, can anything come out of Nashville? Your city, you might well say, I don't know where you from. Yes, it can. God can use somebody from the project, Chicago, Stop Six, Conkers. Can anything come out of Stop Six? Yes, it can. So we thank you.
Amen. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna ask God for more revelation about the age thing that you were just talking about. The funny thing, before I got on, I was listening to this guy, and I didn't really understand how he was saying it or what he was saying it, but he was just asking, what is your prophetic age?
Wow. And
he just said,
all
of us got a prophetic age. Yeah. I'm dead serious. That's why I was like, now I got to go back and hear what he was talking about and just ask God, what is he trying to say? Because I never heard that before. And the guy was just saying, what is your prophetic age? And he was just talking, and he was just talking in the form of like when God like anointed Jesus, when, you know, the time, like the day that he anointed Jesus and say, okay, this is my son, this is who I'm well pleased. He said, that is the day, like, you know, he's anointed and things like that. And
yes.
You know, I don't have the exact thing of what he was trying to say, but I have to go back. Like, now that you prophesied on it, I have to like, man, okay, what you want me to get? Because I never heard that, and I never heard what you said. I never heard what he, like, how he said it about, okay, what's your prophetic age? And I never heard, like, how you said it about our age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something to it that God is trying to say, and I need to catch it.
We ain't talked. You just came on here. I'm telling you, God is. That's just who he is. Because and I'm not gonna say nothing about it because that's what he gave to me. But he just say tell. I heard him tell him, and that's why I said I got to tell you what he told me today. There was a reason he wanted me to tell you that.
Mm. Yeah.
That right there.
Yeah,
I was like, what he was saying on that.
Yeah, I don't understand everything what he's trying to say. I'm gonna have to ask him, but he's trying to wake me up to something regarding the age because, like I just said, I just was listening to somebody, and you know, I don't listen to that person. I never really listened to that person. I didn't even whatever they were talking about. I wasn't really like. Totally listening to what they were saying. The only thing that caught my attention was he was just talking about what's your prophetic age, and he would just give it a difference of, you know, it's a different, like, he was just saying like, you know, when you have your child, and you know, on this particular date, you know, oh, okay, you celebrate, you have, you know, you know whatever.
Wow.
And he said, there's a date. Like, you said, not the date, like, yeah, of course, like, you were born, of course, you know, God is celebrating. And he said, but there's a particular date that, you know, and it could be tied in, you know, even when you're born again and things like that. And, but there's, like, a particular date, you know, when God, like, said, okay, this, boom, I'm anointing him, and boom, I'm anointing him today, this date right here. I'm making it official, whatever. And it's just like there's a time and a date, like, for everything. And, you know, we might just look at it like, you know, it's just nothing. Okay, this person was born here or this time. Like, I could have been born back in slavery days or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been born in any period of time. But we all are born in particular time. For a reason, and God allows us to be born whatever season it is, whatever the case may be. But you know, I don't have a clear picture on everything on what it is, but it's something about something about the date, like spiritual date, and it's something about that. And I'm gonna have to go back and listen to what you prophesied and how you broke it down about how God showed you, because I think. Yeah, I think the same way he showed you, God wanted me to get, like, a piece of that, you know.
Right.
That's interesting. I've never heard that.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, when he gave me that, I said, wow. So that's man's stamp on your birth certificate. But your birthday in heaven, the date, even when you say Jesus, when he was born, his calling, that, I'm telling you, that's just profound. That's just, you know, I was like, what? And I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and celebrate it right now. It's totally different.
Yeah.
It's totally, it will blow your mind.
Yeah.
It's totally different. You waiting for your birthday, January the 1st. You waiting for January the 3rd, but God and already, you didn't already turn the age. Your Simon. In heaven. Don't have nothing to do here on earth. Oh, that's just how great he is.
Yep.
He's the creator of all time. Back in those times, they didn't have what we got now. Oh, we in October the 23rd, because you know they add 2 months onto to the thing. It wasn't no 12 months. They add all this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and all that. And no, God didn't operate like that. And
he just showed
me, and I'm
like, our data is screwed up. Our data is screwed up because we done remixed it and changed it up, and they got the kings that, you know, kind of like the calendar and everything like that. And So we really don't, there's a lot of things we really don't know what the exact time in is that we are in. So, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like anything else. It's like we have our own set time in our head. Like even if something's supposed to happen, if God say, okay, this is what I'm prophesying over your life. And just like Abraham and he prophesied to Abraham, okay, you could have a child and this and that. And they expect in a certain time, they expect it to come now. And like God like, no, that's not my time. Like he already had his time, like when Isaac was going to be born, when, you know, for his own personal reason.
Right.
And the same thing with us. It's like he prophesied and say, okay, this is, you know, whatever. Like I might call in and speak to you and you say, hey, this is what God is saying. You know, this is what God is prophesying over your life. And I might think, okay, that's next week or whatever. But God like, no, that's not next week. It's whatever time he already set. It's ordained already. Like he already knows this is going to happen at this time right now. And so I don't know. It just.
Wow.
I don't know, just something about the time.
Yeah, and I think he's giving you a wider, right. I think he's giving you a wider and a broader deep revelation about it so you can understand we're not on this earthly time. We're on time of heaven. There's a time. There's in the Bible where it says there's a time for everything up under the sun, time to plant, there's a time. That's true. We can plant out of season.
Yeah.
We can water out, you know, we can be out of season with the time of God. And so,
yeah.
I mean, when he showed me that, I'm like, what? So I'm already 5-0. I'm already. I'm telling you, this is stuff. But if you can't wrap your mind around it, the things that he show us, we can't wrap our mind around. We got to connect to him. We are spiritual human beings.
Yeah, exactly.
He's giving us deep revelation, right?
Yeah, it's like we're experiencing this earthly walk, but it's like you said, it's like our age is so much different. And it's so much things in us that we don't even know who we are. Like, we really don't know who we are or what God has put in us, like the treasures that God has put in us and things like that. It's like we're just finding out things about ourselves and, and you know, as God reveals them and decides when he want to let them out. you got things in you and you're like, man, why couldn't I do this last week or 2 weeks ago? It's like, but now it's like God just let it out of you. You let that gift out that was been within you, you know. I know one thing God been talking to me about was just the season. Just like sometimes you want another season and you like, man, God, when is it gonna be this time and that time? And you know, God was just like, just enjoy it. Not like enjoy it, but just like respect it. Respect the season that you're in right now. Like there's a reason for the season, basically. There's a reason for the season. You might not like it, or you might be bored with it, but he will just like just the season that you're in right now, like, respect it, learn from it, enjoy it, just experience it, because it's for a reason, you know.
Amen.
And yeah, you might have the big dreams and you might want to do this, and okay, God, you said you were gonna do this. When is this gonna happen? And God's like, it's gonna happen. It's not the season yet, but right now, like, enjoy your season. Like if this is the season for you to be a father or daddy, you know, this is that season. So experience being a daddy, enjoy being a daddy, learn from being a daddy. Like, you know, just focus on that, you know, and everything that comes with it. everything that comes with being a family, man, mm-hmm. and everything like that. Like just like sit in that season for a little bit, and when the other season comes, when that time comes, and you know it's up to him. When that time comes, then it'll be time for that season. But mm-hmm. right now, just enjoy the time. Like, you know, enjoy is not the right word I'm trying to say, but just dwell in the time. Like, just appreciate the time that you're in, the season that you're in, and like, cause it's for a reason. Like, we may never understand what it is,
mm-hmm.
and you know, what's the reason? Why am I going through this? And why is this taking long? And but it, you know, and I think it just the more that you start to appreciate it, you start to learn from the season that you're in, you start to experience the whole season that you're in, before you know it, that's the quickest way that you get out of it. You know, that's the mm-hmm. quicker way that you'll move on from whatever that you don't want to be in, or you'll have a certain peace about it while you're going through it. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to say that part, you know.
Right. And, you know, the season, it depends on, it might be a season of rest to get you prepared for the next season, to get you prepared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It might be a season of healing.
That's right.
It might be a season of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, God knows, but we got to make sure we're lining up to what he's telling us. There is a season for everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a season to pull away from,
yeah.
season to shut down, be quiet. Sometimes he want us to get in a season where he want us to be quiet. Because he can't speak.
Yeah.
He can't, we not hearing him. So there is a season, and he want us to relax and like the song say, let God be God. Whatever season you're
yeah.
in, let him be God, because that's who he is. There's no one greater than him. He see the arrows come. God see the bullet, the arrow that the enemy is shooting your way. It could be coming way from Canada or way across the water. He see it. So he's trying to pull you back and say, hey, I need you to be still right now. I don't need you to go out right now. I don't need you to invest in that company right now. Or he's pulling you away from that company because he know what's about to happen. So he's bringing you to a place of resting, recovering, you know. Break. It could be a season where he's breaking you to that brokenness. And just like last week, I was telling the people, God, the Holy Spirit led Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted. There's a season that you might be led by the Spirit to the wilderness so you can be tempted. It depends on what's your assignment, what is going to be your next assignment. Sometimes Jesus, when he was led to the wilderness, he had a great assignment ahead of him. So he had to be led. When you read the Bible verse, it says Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness so he could be tempted. Well, if he did it for his son, some of us going to have to go through the same. Because he's preparing us for something greater. Everybody can't carry that cross. So some of us going to have to go deeper. Some of us going to have to be shut down for 40 days, 40 nights. Some of us got to be tempted. You know, all of us got different callings. So that's just how he got it. It's on his timing. It's on his watch. So, yeah, I think God is going to speak to you more about it and give you more revelation. That's deep. That's awesome. So get ready.
Amen.
And I believe he's going to show you that when you go into that secret place, seek him, shut yourself in with him, that he's going to give you deeper revelation, not only to you, but to your wife as well.
Yeah. Well, we ready. We ready for the revelation. Ready, ready for whatever God says. Yeah.
Yeah, even giving your wife more revelation in her dream. I'm telling you, get ready. Get ready. Is there anything else?
No, that was it, Sister LaShawn. Just happy to get online with you and talk with you and pray with you. That was it. Anything you wanted to pray about?
No, just
healing for my body. Yeah, Tanya just praying for healing for her body. That's what she's praying for.
Oh, she had the okay. Well, Father God, we speak healing over your daughter, Father God. The scars, Father God, let the scar be healed, Father God. Father God, we come against the pain. You know, we ask that you just touch the scar, Father God, heal her, Father God, that she will recover, that this will be recovered for her, Father God, recover her body on the inside out, Father God. And like you say, this is a season, and let your body rest. Let your body rest. It seems like you're a super mom. You do everything. You want to do everything, but let your body rest. Let him heal. Let him rest. He's gonna make the load much easier for you. Let him do what he needs to do, and rest. Get the rest that you need to do. That you need in this season, this hour. So, Father God, I thank you for restoring her, giving her the strength, Father God. Father God, thank you for being her strong tower. Thank you for being her provider. Father God, thank you for making ways out of no ways, Father God, because you do have angels around you and your children. They there to help you, and they there to keep you in all your ways, so you want to dash your feet against the stone. So I thank the Father for that. So, Father God, we just ask that you replenish her love, Father God. Give her more revelation, give her more you, give her more your glory, Father God. We just thank you for household order, Father God. We thank you for replacing things that's out of order, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the deep revelation, even in the dreams, Father God. Anything that's trying to come against the dreams to cause confusion, we come against it. We take a authority over it. You might well get ready, because you think you see things now. God is going to give you more deep. I keep hearing more deeper revelation, even with your dreams, that it's going to surprise you. So you might well get the pen and the paper ready, because God's going to open you up in the dream realm, the seer that you are, because you are a seer. I don't know if you know that, but you are a seer, and you do operate in the prophetic. So when God get ready to tell you to speak, speak. When he say release it, release it. Ask, what do you want me to do with this? Do you want me to release it, or what do you want me to do? Now, show you something is for us to pray, but sometimes he want us to warn too. Did you know that? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm drinking water. So ask him. He's the great interpreter. When you don't understand nothing, ask him to give you the interpretation, and he's going to come back and give you the interpretation, what he's showing you. Have you started seeing vision? Mm-hmm. You see visions?
Yes. And then when you mentioned here, Lucian, I've heard that before. I think you said it you know, you prophesied it before, and I said, yes, that's exactly. I know Randy had said it. I had another prophet that said it, that I'm a seer. Mm-hmm. And yes, I do get dreams sometimes. I don't understand certain dreams, some that I have the gut feeling, you know, when you know that this is what God's trying to tell you. There's some that I'm so confused, because I remember my dreams would be so detailed that I, you know, like so vivid that I remember every detail. So there's times I get confused, and I'm like, what are you trying to tell me, God? Like, what are you trying to say? But there's some, the moment I woke up, if I get it, I'm like, I know exactly what you're trying to say, God. And then, you know, I get it, like, automatically. There's some dreams, it's so long, it's so vivid, and I'm like, I do not understand. Yeah.
Oh, Father God, I just ask that you, when she seek you, when you dream like that, when you have time, and Father God, I ask that you make room for her, that you make room, that she will make room for you. When you go into the secret place, your secret place probably be in your bathroom, you taking a bath, that probably your getaway, your secret place. But you begin to ask God, what were you trying to say? in that dream? What's that dream of you? What are you trying to say? Give me the interpret and go to him and worship and just let him speak to you. He's going, 9 out of 10, when God give you a dream, if it's a prophetic dream, he going to also give you something in that book, in the word. When you read the word, same thing you dream by, sometimes it'll pop up in the word. For example, I'm gonna tell you this, in a vision, I think it was a vision, I can't remember, but he was letting me know he have horses up on the earth. They are watch horses. They up on the earth. That's their assignment. That's why I say people don't even know God ways. These things God show people will blow people mind. And so I say, huh? Horses that when they raise their leg and their leg hit this earth, the hook of the horse shakes the earth. And so I'm like, if I tell somebody that, they're going to think something wrong with me. But then there's horses in the earth that's watching the earth. They are signed. You get signed here in the United States, Canada. They're going to think something wrong with me. Well, he began to back up that prophetic word in the book of Zechariah. When the angel was speaking to Zechariah, Zechariah said, what is that? He said, those horses. Those was the watch horsemen. You see, see what I'm saying? He's going, one day he's going to show you, he's going to speak to you. Then he's going to say this. I'm just giving you an example so it can help you out. Then you might hear Zechariah. Mm-hmm. Just like that. That means when you go read the book of Zechariah. Another example, I was in the back getting ready to go speak at a conference, and I heard so loud and clear in my ear, Ezekiel. You see? You have to know when he's speaking. And I heard it 3 times, Ezekiel. And I said, okay, Lord, I heard Ezekiel. When I get back, I'm going to read the book of Ezekiel. And when I began to read the book of Ezekiel, they were letting me know who I am in Christ, who I was, the watchman. See, he will also let you know about your calling. But you got to have your ear inclined into his mouth. You back it up with the word.
Yes.
So he might show you something in a dream, then he'll come back and you will hear a word, the book of John. There's something in the book of John that he wants you to read. In the book of John, he wanted me to read about the bread of life, the bread, breaking bread. See how they line up? Y'all have seen me saying breaking bread with Christ. See, he's going to come back with his word. And some of the dream, he'll back it up with the word, or the vision, he'll back it up with the word. Or he'll speak to you. This is what's going to happen, and this is this. So always go to him and ask him for the interpretation, but be careful who you share your dreams with.
Yes.
Because just like I said, when I was praying, I seen angels standing up, and they were like they were standing on the four corner of the earth, but they were standing up. I know they weren't here on earth. They were up. And they had the big bow. They had the big bow and arrow, and it was drawn back. But it wasn't a release. It was just drawn back. And I say, what is that? Now I'm going to meet my big old mouth asking them in church. I seen this and this, and they were trying to interpret, and it just didn't feel right. And it wasn't until I went to California and opened the book and read where the king had the man told him to open the window and shoot the arrow to a certain direction. I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was the arrow of God deliverance. And see, he'll do it. That's just how he do it. And I'm just giving you a couple examples how he'll give when he show you stuff, especially when he show you something in vision. You be trying to make it out. Some just self-explanatory. I was driving, coming home from work, and I went into it's a trance. I don't see where it say trance. I haven't. I'm just being honest. I haven't seen it in the Bible, but I just know visions in the Bible. So I stick to vision, and he tell me something else. And I went into a vision that I literally went into a vision that was coming towards me head on, and it kind of shook me. I mean, I shook, you know, like, what? Because it seemed so real. It was like I went somewhere and seemed so real, And when I parked the car, I began to pray, and I called family member, pray against car accident. Oh, no, that ain't, no. Well, guess what? My niece was in a car accident. By
wow.
him showing me, I prayed,
yeah.
and every last one, three of my nieces in the car, none of them got hurt, but her car got total. Son was in a car accident. See, he showed you things to pray because, you know, it what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and sometimes he'll tell you to warn, you know, speak out on people, but he'll let you know. And that's how you would know, because sometimes you could be like, I'm on the radio, I'm running my mouth, and it just come out my mouth. Like Jeremiah said, it was like fire shut up in his mouth. He couldn't hold it in. It had to come out. It's just going to, you just going to blur it out. And now you say, big old mouth. It wasn't my big old mouth. It's just that the Holy Spirit was coming out. You would know. You just would know. And sometimes he'll tell you, I didn't tell you to say nothing. He have told me, I didn't tell you to say nothing. I didn't tell you to release that. He'll let you know. He'll let you know.
Yeah. And you're right. One thing I'm going to start doing is, I know I will say it and pray, but I won't really be persistent, because sometimes whatever dream I have, and I know when God wants me to remember specific things, I'll have a dream, LaShawn, but when I woke up, it's just one thing in my spirit, and I know exactly. It could be something like a long dream, but I'll just remember one detail, and then just that one detail will be it for me. And I'm like, maybe that's what God just wanted me to remember. But I think one of the things you mentioned, and I need to start doing that, because sometimes I'm quick to just go to my phone if I have a dream, and then I'll Google it. I don't think that's a good source to go, you know, and then I'll say, what does that mean? And then I'll Google, what does it mean when you dream about cats or lions or this? But I haven't really, you know, I'll ask God, but I'm not that persistent. So this is one thing, you know, I need to start doing. And like, you know, he's the best interpreter. Like, God, just tell me, what are you trying to say? What do you mean by that? So I think it's one good thing that I need to, because I'll get dreams and, you know, I'll ask, what do you mean, God? But I'm so eager to find out. And then I'll just go to Google and I say, let me see what that word or what does that mean, you know? Yeah.
And I'll try the Bible verse about certain words and some stuff to see in a dream and go to Google. But go to God, and if you can't remember parts of the dream, you know, you come against the dream snatcher, the dream catcher, and you ask God to bring back your memories of what he's trying to show you, the important, what he's trying to show you. Because that dreams are prophetic. It's a prophetic warning, danger, whatever he's trying to show us. So, and some people, since God trying to show us, and some people in dream, they try to hide but you know, they not gonna be able to hide. One thing I want to bring to you: when Daniel went to the king to interpret a dream, man, remind you those suits, those wizards and stuff like that. They was operating in the underworld, the dark world. They could not interpret a dream. They could not interpret the king's dream. Daniel was the only one, and Daniel said, "Don't even tell me your dream. I don't even want to hear about it. I'm going to go to my God, my true God." And him and his little intercessor, they got together and they prayed. Remind you, the king didn't even tell him the dream. The king told the one that was doing the sorcery and stuff the dream. They couldn't even interpret. So, here you go for somebody on here. Those people that's not of God, those witches and warlocks and everybody, whatever they call them, third eye, the crystal ball, all of them, they cannot interpret your dreams. Where is they getting it from? Ain't coming from heaven. It's coming from the underground, the familiar spirit. God, true women, true men and women of God, those the one that can go to God, he's going to give the correct interpretation. It's so written in the book.
Amen.
Even with Joseph. Joseph said, God know the interpret. Go to God. God going to interpret a dream for you. He didn't say the psychic, and all them, there they can see, but they seeing out the wrong round. But God's going to interpret a dream. God will send the Holy Spirit, the angel, to give you the interpretation. So Daniel prayed, and Daniel came back and told the king, this what God showed me you dreamed about. Remind you, he didn't even tell Daniel what was his dream. God told Daniel what the king had dreamed about. Go, matter of fact, once you go read that story, let me show you where it's at. Once you read that, and I ask God to open your understanding. I think it's in Samuel. I want to see where is it at. Read this about. I'm going to pull it up. And you read about it.
Okay.
Tell you exactly where it is. Okay. Incident Daniel. I want to make sure. Samuel. Okay, it's in Daniel, the book of Daniel. It's in Daniel chapter 2. Yeah, read Daniel chapter 2.
The whole chapter?
Daniel chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's when he had to interpret about the Babylon statue and stuff like that. But you know, read that. He said, don't even tell me. Don't even tell me what you dream. I'm going to take it to the God that I serve. And then the king wanted to give Daniel all the he said, you interpret that, I'm going to give you the finest thing. Daniel didn't even want it. He said, you keep it for yourself, because that king wasn't doing right. And so go read that, and God's going to speak to you when you read it. I always go to God.
Yes.
Don't go to Google. Don't go to Google. Google gets you in trouble. Go to God.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You know, sometimes my spirit will be like, I don't know if, because, you know, you'll find many translations, many things, and I'm like, I don't think that's really, you know, what I'm really looking for. But like I said, you know, God has been giving you a whole lot of dreams, and I think you mentioned this before, Lashana. I even got a notebook and got my pen ready, because you have prophesied that before. I said, just in case, because, you know, I said, God, I'm ready. I think one of the things, you know, when I first got with Randy, he said that, you know, I was a seer, and then you said that before too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said it again tonight. That's something God always speaks to me through dreams. You know, even if he builds someone to me, he'll do it through dreams. But the other thing sometimes I'm frustrated with is like, man, God, I feel like you gave me a gift, but maybe I just need to stir it up. Sometimes I'm conflicted. Like, how do I stir up the prophetic that, you know, like in me? So I remember buying books and all, you know, I'm praying on it. I said, probably it's because I'm not writing things down. And I remember I even did that. I bought a notebook, because I remember my pastor even preach on that. He said, if God keeps giving you dreams, you never go to him for interpretation. He's not going to keep revealing things to you. You got to take it serious. I remember he said that. And then I remember when you mentioned, he said, hey, you're going to be getting a lot of visions, you know, get something ready for you. And I did that. You know, I bought a notebook, a pen, in case, you know, when you start revealing to me, you know. But I think sometimes it's a little bit of frustration, because I'm seeing a lot of prophets out there, and I'm like, man, they got it, you know. And I'm like, they got it like that. I want to be like that too, God. I mean, I know people been saying I'm a seer, I see things, and I'm like, well, I can't get it. Why certain dreams I have to be conflicted? What do you mean? But you're right, I need to go to the source. I need to go to the main source and say, what are you trying to tell me? And I think,
right,
you know, I
do
that, but I'm not, to be honest, I'm not being persistent. I'm not being persistent with it, because the minute I have the dream be feeling so real to me, and God be just revealing things, and it's still like, whoa, okay. And then, you know, I'll ask him, and I'm like, all right, I'll just go. Let me just see what Google's trying to say. But you're right. I just need to go to the main source and
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray for you because it's already there. It was there when you was born. Is that you just got to be activated. Not no importation, but activated. So we're going to pray over that.
Yeah.
We're going to pray over that. So if there's, you know, we want to, is there anything in you, anything that's in you, we want to ask God, anything that's in you that's hindering from hearing his voice, hindering your prayers, we want to repent, ask God to forgive us for our sin, known it and unknown it. Father God, your daughter is crying out to have more deeper revelation. Father God, you are revealing some secret things to her. Father God, I pray right now, Father God, that you continue to touch her eyes and touch her ear. Father God, even when she worship you, even when she praying, Father God, the interpretation come from heaven. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give her the interpretation. Give her the clarification. Give her what you're saying. Let her line up with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, any blockage, any hindrance that's hindering her, Father God, for hearing what you're saying, Father God, we come against it. We shut it down. We shut the mouth of the adversary. Father God, we ask that you touch her eyes, Father God. Touch your ears, Father God. Open thy eyes to thy understanding. Open thy eyes, Father God, that she can hear you and see you clearly, Father God. Even let the prophetic, I call the prophetic to come forth in her right now in the name of Jesus. I call her gift to come forth right now in the name of Jesus. As of today, you're going to have a greater understanding. Father God, I just speak that you give her a word of knowledge. Give her the wisdom of what she's saying, that there will be no confusion. Because, Father God, when you speak to us, you're not a God of confusion. So everything that the enemy is causing confusion, we come against confusion. We come against fear. We come against her being afraid, Father God. She don't have to be afraid. We close the mouth of the lion. Being in the name of Jesus, and we call her gift to come forth right now, that she will have a better understanding what you're showing her in this hour, what you're showing her, what's to come, the warnings, Father God. And when you tell her to speak, to be your mouthpiece, she will speak what thus said the Lord. She will not be fearfully, Father God, she will not be afraid, but she will sound the alarm. This the reason why he giving you the dream, so you can sound the alarm, that you can sound the chauffeur. You're going to sound the alarm at the right time, so you might well get ready.
Thank you, Lord.
Even you had a dream about some end time. You had a dream by the end time. But Father God, I just ask that you give her the revelation and the interpretation that she will come to you. And another thing, Father God, give her the spirit of discernment, that books that she didn't open, Father God, if there's any portal, any gateways, anything that she opened because she did not know, Father God, we ask every portal, every gateway, every door that's not of you, every third eye be closed right now in the name of Jesus. Every monitor spirit be closed. We come against the monitor spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, show your daughter what books she need to get out of her house, what books that she need to get rid of. And Father God, let the only book is the word of God, the true word of God, be inside of her. Let your word that she, when she open the book, when she read the book of Proverbs, she going to have better understanding, better wisdom and knowledge. When she read the book of John, when she read the book of Revelation, you going to speak to her even through the book of Revelation. It's going to match up with your dreams. Even in the book of Genesis, going to match up with the dreams that he already gave you. It's some dreams that he gave you in the past. When you begin to read the book of Revelation, the book of John, Genesis, even Exodus, it's going to give you the interpretation by some past dream in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So the more you open
now,
you
mentioned, I just remember you said about the end times. It was a past dream. I dream about that like a few times.
And it was so vivid to me. I just see, you know, fire all over the place. And I remember crying out because I see I'm on one side and then my family, like they didn't make it. It was my mom and my sister. And in the dream, I'm crying out. I'm like, God, why they didn't make it? I've been praying for them, you know, and God showed me that it was the end of times and they're not going to make it. And it was not the first time I dream about that before. I had to really, when you said that, to kind of like put my head and I'm like, oh yeah, I think I dream about that like three times before. Wow.
And see, you crying out for your family, that dream right there, he's showing you that your family is not there yet, but your cry, they on the other side of the gulf, my God. They on the other side, because we read when the poor man went to heaven and the rich man went to hell, they was on two different sides. See, he was on the right side in Abraham's bosom, but the rich man was on the other side, the gulf. It was so hot that he wants the poor man to dip his hand into water just to put it on his tongue. So your prayer is going to change things in your family life so they can cross over to the right side. Your prayer, just like we were saying, the dry bones. Right. Right, the dry bones. So I prophesying to the dry bones that they should live. They should see the hand of God. They should cross over. They will not be golfed up at the end time. They will not be in the fire. See, that's for you to pray. That's your prayer point. I wish I had more time on here with you, but yeah, so God's showing you this so you know how to pray. You know, pray for their salvation. And when you pray for their salvation, their repentance and deliverance, he's going to start more. You start praying and getting that Bible, he's going to show you how to pray and pray the right way to uproot some things out of your bloodline.
And speaking of that, you know, like my sister, I've been praying for her because, you know, she's been going through some stuff and I know she, you know, there's moments she's in God, there's moments she backslides. It's always like a back and forth. And you know, she's been, you have prayed over her before, you know, we pray for her. Because she had got into a car accident last year, almost didn't even make it. But not too long ago, I had a dream about her. That was like 2 weeks ago. And I wasn't even, you know, thinking about her or anything. Usually, if I'm thinking about somebody, then I'll think about them. And then I just see in the dream, and one thing I know God wanted me to remember, and you know, this is how I...
Oh, they found drop. She'll call back. They phone drop. Okay. 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn Mass. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is LaShawn. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. How you doing tonight?
Okay, thank you.
That's good. That's good. You sound so relaxed. You sound like you was in the bed, about to go on to sleep.
Yes, yes.
Well, do you have a special prayer request?
Just kind of pray as the Holy Spirit leads, but I've been having two personal issues, and just pray that the Lord will strengthen me and I will overcome. Thank you.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Carolina. Father God, we thank you for your strength. And we ask, Father God, wherever there's dryness in her life, Father God, we ask that you open heaven, breathe upon her, breathe upon the dryness in her life. And we command it to come alive. We command it to line up with heaven. We command the breath of God, the breath of Yahweh, to breathe on you, to strengthen every areas in your life, to strengthen your bones, strengthen you on the inside. And we call you to come forth in his word, that you will come forth in the word, even pick up the sword of the spirit,
in his word, read his word, learn of him, because he said he have the rest that you need. Learn of him to get the rest that you need. Learn of him to get your strength. Learn of him to get your ability to make it through this season. Learn of him so he can restore your health. Learn of him so he can restore your mind. Learn of him. Learn of him. Learn of his ways. Learn of him. Lean not to your understanding, but his understanding. Learn of him so you can come into the secret place, so you can get the rest, so he can raise you up to be his mouthpiece in the places that you never thought he was going to use your mouth for. But learn of him in this season, and he's going to do the things for you in your life. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your word. Father God, even if they don't understand the word, but they will understand, because you're going to give confirmation. But he say, learn him, and he got everything that you need. You don't have to, don't waver, don't waver. Don't let the enemy buff you, don't waver. But learn of him in this season, and he's going to continue to watch over you, continue to lead you, continue to direct you, continue to mold you into the beautiful woman that he see who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Is there anything else?
Can you kindly just pray for my father in regards to healing and content in his mind also? Grant him peace during what seems to be a challenging time. Thank you.
You say your grandfather?
My father.
Your father, okay. Father God, we thank you for Carolina father. Father God, we ask for peace in his mind. Father God, everything that the adversary is saying about his mind, his body, Father God, we just speak it's not so. We speak no weapon form against his mind, no weapon form against his health. It shall not prosper, Father God. And every word, every negative curse word that's been spoken over his life, Father God, we condemn it, Father God. We speak the peace that Yahshua promised, the peace that passes all understanding. We speak your peace, the peace from heaven. Let it be done in his heart. Let it be done in his home. Let it be done with his mind as it is in heaven. There's peace in heaven. There's no mind binding, mind depression. There's nothing wavering in heaven. So if it's not in heaven, it should not be done with your son. So, Father God, we speak that his mind would line up with your will. He would line up with your will. So, Father God, we speak that he shall prosper in this season, even in good health, if he believe it and he stands strong on your word, that he are going to prosper in his health. I speak health, good health over him, that he shall prosper in health and prosper in his life in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Is he married?
Yes, he is.
So, Father God, I just thank you. I just thank you for the marriage. I thank you forgiving his wife, Father God, with the enemy trying to separate, with the enemy trying to demolish in his marriage. We just say, not so, Father God. Father God, we just speak blessing over the marriage, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you strengthen his wife, Father God. Father God, we ask that you supply their needs, Father God. Do a miracle in that household, Father God. Let a miracle be done in his household, Father God. And we come against attack even on his wife, Father God. We speak that her soul should prosper. She should be in good health as well. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and I thank you for honoring him as husband and wife. So, Father God, let you be in his home. Father God, we release the angels around them, Father God. We speak the prosperity, Father God, the our spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, let them know that you have never, never left them, or you would never forsake them. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Line 5-1-9-6-6. This is LaShawn, Miss. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is LaShawn. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Oh, drinking some water. Well, in California. So, how's things going?
It's going. I just know that God has got me, so.
Amen.
I'm moving forward, so.
Amen.
That's
a little.
That's how I just stay focused on, you know, God promises and what we know he can do.
Right. And let us pray. Father God, I thank you for your yes and amen over your daughter. That's what I'm hearing, yes and amen. His yes and amen over you. His yes and amen in your situation. His yes and amen even with your work situation. Yes and amen in your home. Yes and amen in your help. I just hear yes and amen. And so, Father God, I thank you for your yes and your amen. And because when amen, it is settled. It is done. It's a done deal. So I don't know if there's been some type of change on your job or something going on your job that's bothering you lately, that something happened, something transitioned this week on your job. I don't know what this is, but Father God, I just speak that you intervene. You give your daughter peace and you give your daughter the ensurement that you are who you say you are. You're going to make her the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. And you have to sit up in high places with heaven, knowing that you are above. What can separate you from the love of Christ? Can't nothing should be able to pull you down and separate you from the love of Christ. He said, can't no principality, power, even the angel cannot separate you from the love of Christ. So it is yes and amen. And so, Father God, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ooh, amen. Yes, there's been a lot of changes going on at work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are, you know, just going on. There's a lot of changes. Yeah,
well, you remember God's hand is in it. God's hand is in it. There's gonna be a ship in California. There's gonna be a change in California. I don't care what they doing, what they say, but you're gonna see a lot of people on the rise. And I'm gonna say this prophetic, how he showed me. But there are going to be a lot of people pulling out the medical field. And I see a lot of people pulling out the medical field. But they're going to pull out the medical field to own their own business. They're going to go and buy like land and buy homes. And they're going to begin to have their own position. God going to bless them with their own position, you know, position. He's going to bless the righteous one. They're going to open like their own nursing home facility, their own private practice, their own, even you're going to see midwives on the rise. They're going to go back to the old day. They're going to go back to the old day, the plumb line. They're going to go back to the old ways because what is going on with the hand of the wicked. So you're going to see a lot of medical people in the medical field. Some of them going to come together, and they're going to come with their own business, own practice, own doctor office, even own little small emergency. It's going to be very small, and the hand of God is going to be up on it. Now, that's what I see in the spirit realm, and they know this. They know this. That's why they're trying to get hold to people's bank account. But God said, not so. He's going to hide those that need to be hide. He's going to protect those that need to be protected.
Amen.
That's why we're telling y'all now to cross over, because the line has already been drawn. But you're going to have to cross yourself over. Whose side you going to be on? Is you going to be on God's side and believe in what he's saying, or you going to be on man's side? Because that's a line that's been drawn in the sand, and you're going to have to cross yourself over and choose each this day. Who are you going to serve? Because there are people that's going to be pulled out. They pulling out. He's been telling us to pull out. He's been telling us to pull out the 401k. He's been telling us to pull out these companies. Because, like I say, the angel is about to dismodish some of these companies that's wicked. And so something he's allowing to get rid of some wicked people, but the righteous ones, he's going to take care of them. So don't fret the evildoers. Don't let the evildoer chase you down, worry you down. In this season, God got his hand in, and he's doing a remodeling. He's remodeling everything. That means he got to tear down some things. And there are going to be some major hospitals closing down. They're going to close down. They're going to shut down. You're going to see some things, even the churches, these places they call churches, going to be shut down, because God is going to send this revival. Even he's going to help people. Don't be surprised. People, doctors going to even walk through their neighborhood. It's going to be emergency in the neighborhood. Well, doctors going to have to go to the neighbor house and do emergency search. Somebody think I'm playing, but I'm telling you what I see in the spirit realm. Even the doctors going to be in their own neighborhood saving kids. That's what God, he got the benefits out on the scale. He got to remove some of these right doctors. He got to remove them from the crooked and the mouth of the lion's den. In the name of Jesus. Now, there go a word for somebody tonight.
Amen. Amen. That is what, wow, that is so on point, because a lot of people are talking about pulling out, just like walking away. You know, because there's so many mandates, and, you know, we don't agree with all of them. So a lot of people are that's walking away. Yeah, moving out of California, or just getting out of medical field, period.
Because when the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the Babylon, and I even seen the statue and everything, I said, well, Lord, if they going to build another Babylon, if they trying to build another Babylon, if they trying to build this statue, it was a gold statue, just like in the Bible. And then I say, or is it a spiritual thing? Is it coming through another way? They are doing it another way, through the system.
Yeah.
And we got to know how they doing it through the system. That's why you got to have your ear clean to God's mouth to know that they are doing the Babylon through the system. So you won't have to buy down to it.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my coworkers today, and he's a Christian, and he was just saying so many things, and I was like, wait a minute, you're saying so much stuff, like, it doesn't matter what we see, with our eyes, we have to stand on what the word says. Like, I can't listen to her kept saying all the negative stuff, and I was like, wait a minute, we can't just, I was like, no, I can't say everything you just said. We have to stand on what God promises are, no matter what we see. We can't just fall for all the stuff that we see. We have to know that God is allowing some of these things to happen.
Yes, he is.
I had to tell her, like, I don't believe God. I said, well, we know that nothing happens unless God allows it.
And when the Holy Spirit gave me the breaking of the dam, that means that, just like we seen the flood the day of Noah, and he poured that Red Sea, with God flushing some things out. He's flushing it out. Things that they hide,
the dam has been broken.
It's
to flush things out. He got to get them out of there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's being exposed. Yeah.
So, yeah. We just got to make sure we suited up and we on the sideline when he tell us to move, move. When he tell us to go, if he tell us to relocate, we just make sure when he say relocate and go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I even seen this girl, she was in school and she got pregnant here in Texas. She traveling on different states just to have abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, Lord, we all made a mistake. We all did it because we was destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Not to point fingers, but those who got abortion, somebody's, oh, I told y'all this is G.O.D. radio station, this is y'all radio station, but I say, Lord, when is somebody going to stand up the ones that did get abortion? Tell it ain't going to end right. That abortion going to open doors. That abortion going to cause things in your life. It will cause sickness to come up on you. Gonna stand up and tell, be his mouthpiece. He even asked, what's his name? Help me, Holy Spirit. Isaiah, who can we send? Who can be the mouthpiece?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say, who's going to be the mouthpiece? You get a boy, you think it's just going to be over. You get a abortion, you might be pregnant in 3 more months. You get abortion, it can cause infliction. It can cause sickness and fit it on your body. Don't tell the truth. Yeah. Who's going to be the mouthpiece and tell the truth? It's not going to be over when you get abortion. See, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Who going to tell the truth? Who going to stand up and be the mouthpiece and tell these young girls and stuff?
Right.
Even they using the thing, well, what if they rape? Take it to God. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? This is your child. This show child. That child that man rape you probably be the child that God gonna raise up to bless you. Who gonna be the mouthpiece? Who gonna tell the truth?
Wow.
Rape is not something that just happened. Please, y'all, don't get me misunderstood tonight. Tamar was raped. Come on.
Yeah.
We get in the word. Yeah. God can turn something evil and turn it around for your good. That's the storm. That's the wilderness. And turn it around for your good. Who going to be the mouthpiece? So, God, I mean, it's very sad. It was very sad for me to see this young girl. And they got her on the news. She don't even know what she's saying and what she's doing. That she go way to Mississippi, everybody's turning her down. They saying, don't clean it. It's taking months and months. She said, she's pregnant, but it's taking her 2 months to get into a clinic to board the baby. 2 months? It ain't going to end good. It ain't going to end good. You parents, it ain't going to end good. You and your child, it's not going to end good. You're an open door. Deuteronomy, you ain't reading Deuteronomy. It ain't going to end good. No, it's not going to end good. It can cost them their life.
Yeah.
It can cause some affliction upon them. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Since some people then got abortion because we didn't know, but now we know the truth. We got to tell you the truth. I'm not going to stay too much on there, but we got to tell the people the truth. We got to tell our young girls the truth. It's not going to end up well.
Right. Yes.
And I pray that God open their eyes, take the scale out their eye. No longer they will be destroyed. This is man-made thing. They doing this. They doing this. Back up in the day, oh Lord, I'm about to get in trouble tonight. I'm about to get in trouble, Lord. Oh, I'm about to get in trouble. the old school up in me about to come out and get me in trouble. If you can lay down there, back up in the day, you lay down there and you had that baby, I don't care if you married or not, you lay down and have that baby, you're going to be laying down taking care of the baby. You're going to be taking care of the baby. That's what they did back up in the day. You lay down there, you're going to take care of that baby. Or
we're talking about
somebody
that on there at work. And the same, well, back in the day, you didn't really see, not that like very young or teen, or you didn't have to, it just wasn't, you didn't see them out like in public. And not that it didn't happen, but they were just back in the day. Well, when I was young, like if some teen girls got pregnant, they took them out of the school with them. Like so it wasn't like a very public size, you know, they just didn't, I don't know if that was just not to encourage other young teens, but they separated them.
That's what
and
they
it was
did,
kinda,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hidden, it was hidden, it was just, you know, it's hidden, or the or you didn't see that female until after they delivered and
they had that
never
baby,
saw her,
yes.
Like, yeah, you may have heard about it, but you never saw her pregnant. You never saw her during that time. It was just always such a private evening.
Yeah. They do that now. They do that now in certain schools, like after where the more neighborhood got money, because that right there, they say they make their numbers go down or whatever. Someone come up pregnant, they don't want them in the school. They want them to go to an alternative school. They lie and say it's for their protection. No, it's for their numbers and stuff. That's what they did. Soon as somebody find out somebody pregnant, they got to go to this school or they hide it. Even some family member, they didn't give those children abortion. They hid their pregnancy so good. They didn't come outside. They didn't do nothing. And then you ain't seen them 9 months. And then even they would take the baby and say, well, that's my auntie baby. But really, it was that daughter baby. You know?
They were raising
so
their own.
They didn't believe in it. Right. They didn't believe in, you know, on abortion. They would hide that secret, and the other family member that was old enough would take care of the baby. You know, that's what they did. But you know, hey, it's just that man that came in and man that brought these laws out, and man did some crooked stuff. Even back up in those days, you know, women were doing stuff trying to hide it with their family. They had people in the home doing abortion, and you know, so. It's just that we just pray that people will open their eyes to the truth, you know, even if we're I'm getting in trouble, even they tell us about fornication, you know, it's a sin, and, you know, using up the, you know, doing something, it's a sin. It can cause some stuff on you, can cause disease, herpes, and you know, that you don't want to what you're doing, and it can cause you to have baby, that's part of it. You know who gonna tell the truth?
Right.
Who gonna tell the truth? Gotta tell the truth to the little kids. Ain't no more sit down with them talking about the birds and the bees and the BB and the blue bunnies and stuff like that. No, this what it say in the Word of God. No, fornicate is sin. It's sin to fornicate. You can't hold yourself up. It's at best for you to get mad. But this is consequence. Sometimes you got to be raw with it. You know, you go do this. You know, you can get a STD. You can get a little baby because you're doing something that's out of order. Somebody might not like that tonight. But this is the type of stuff you can do.
Well, sometimes these kids don't want to hear. They think they know. Well, I know mine. They think they know everything. Yeah, well, you told us already.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what they going to have to know, we told you. Now it's out of our hands. So there you go. But we just pray that the order, they will come into the light and the truth, that they will not perish because of lack of knowledge, because it's not going to end up right. It's not. But he's a forgiving God. He is. But he wants you to know the truth. He wants you to know the truth.
There's still consequences.
Right. He wants you to know the truth. Now, once you know the truth, it's in your hand. The ball is in your hand. It's in your corner. You do what you want to do, but you can't say nobody didn't tell you. You know the truth. He still, I mean, he love you and stuff like that, but come on. You don't want no blood to be on your hand. You don't want that. You want things to go good in your life. We got to line up. We got to line up. Now, we all been there, man. We ain't one finger. We ain't judged. But we want this young generation, we want to do it right this time. So you can be blessed.
I tell my daughter, tell you, so you don't have to make the same mistakes you made, so you can just have like a little, you know, more knowledge in life to move ahead, move forward and not, you know, make the same mistakes you made. But, you know, to try to understand that, it's like, well, I got to make my own mistakes to learn. Like, well, you know, sometimes you want to avoid those mistakes if you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, we just get
social media and all that has a lot to say. Yeah, so much on
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for some reason, make it seem that was back in the day, and these days are different. But it's like, no, it's still the same guy.
Right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I don't know if you would just come agree with me with my mom that mm-hmm. she had a home health aide that is no longer there. So just hoping that God would just send, you know, the right person out that would work, you know, for my mom. That she's not, she needs some assistance, but she thinks she don't need any.
Oh, well, we know when they up in that age.
Yes,
well, Father God, we
concerned about.
Yeah. Sorry. That's okay. Father God, we thank you for her life. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. Yes. Father God, we just send an angel. Send an angel that to get and camp around her and camp in her home, outside her home. Father God, we just ask that the walls come down, you know, the stubbornness and the, you know, anything that's trying to hinder
mm-hmm.
her. For her to be in her resting place, to be, it's okay to get a little tender care. It's okay for someone to come in, but we ask that you send the right one, Father God, those who
yes.
have clean hands and pure heart in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know the ones, Father God, the ones that have a heart like you, the ones that have a heart for you, Father God, a heart like Christ. Everyone cannot do that job. Everyone don't have a heart for you. So, Father God, we ask that you send the right person to her, Father, into her home. If they ain't the right person, they can't even come. Don't even let them come into that region. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, and we give you the glory. Thank you. We just speak. As we get ready to change into this winter, to this season that's coming up, because they're going to be strange storms. In different places that people ain't going to know how to handle, people don't know what to do. We ask that you protect the elders and the children. We ask that you protect them, Father God. We ask that you breathe, let fresh breath, let the wind from each corner of the earth, the open heaven, and let the wind blow from heaven, from the east, the west, and the north and south. We prophesy over California. Let your fresh breath, even your mama in North Carolina, South Carolina, even over the Carolinas, Ohio, you know, open it up and let fresh breath. Anything that trying to come against her lungs, we speak that it clear up in the night. Yahshua HaMashiach, Father God, that she will have perfect lungs, the lungs of a youth. Her breathing will be at 100% in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for her strength and her bones, strengthen her from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we thank you, dear. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you
for giving
us.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a blessed week. Huh?
Thank you. I just said I'm going to continue to listen in.
Okay. All right. If we are at time, I'll come back to you. I'm teaching a class. I think Randy said he's going to send it out. But we have a conference. It's coming up in November. This is our second conference. Last year we had it at a church, but this year we're going to do it
do it live stream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that. I might be flying to Ohio that day. I'm trying to go see
okay.
my mom. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a chance for anybody else. Yes, the 13th. The day I say yes. And we're just going to talk about, the cost of saying yes. The cost to pick up the cross, follow after, Yahweh. And so I'm excited about it. It's just to help people. Like I say, we all servants. We here to do a calling of God, and that's just something he told me to keep going with that, going with the
I'll
day
share.
I say yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll share the file. I have it. I'll share it.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Have a blessed you up. Okay. 623-282. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
This is Carmen from Texas. God bless you, Sister LaShawn.
Hey, Carmen. God bless you. Let me say this right quick. If you like to be ministered to, just press 1 on your phone, and that will put you in a queue. Carmen, you the last caller. It's almost 12 o'clock, so if there's anybody else from here that would like be ministered to or to have a testimony, just press 1 on your phone. They will put you in the queue. I can see you on the switchboard, and I'll be happy to bring you on. How you doing, Carmel? How's everything going in your life?
I'm blessed.
That's good. Thank you. Is there anything you want to share?
Whatever the Lord leads, but on the topic of abortion, whoever's listening, if you're ever in a position like that, really don't do it. I know people like more than around 30 years back where I ministered to this one lady. She was always at home, but she was alone. And I made friends with her, and she was depressed. And the reason why was because she had aborted her children because her and her husband couldn't afford it. And she did it, and it caused her great depression. I also know another girl that wanted to trick me into taking her somewhere, and it was to have an abortion. But the Spirit of the Lord was, I was already a believer. He had made me uneasy, and I asked her, "Where are you going?" She was going to have an abortion, so I talked to her about it, and she didn't do it, and her family got involved. But there's also this singer named John Upton, and the thing is that he became a worship leader, but he always felt bad, and he didn't know why. He found out that he was adopted, but he always wanted to know who his mother was. Finally, he got spotted and started seeking for her, finding where she lived and all that. And it was a process, but he managed to find out who she was. And the lady was so surprised because when they started talking, he found out that there was a letter that she had left with him when she abandoned him, for adoption. That spoke about him, the things that she was asking God to do in his life. And he says that every one of those things on that paper came to pass, that he loved the Lord. She was a believer, but she got into a relationship. Then she got pregnant, and because of the shame, she gave up her child. But everything she prayed in that letter came to pass, and he became a mighty worshiper for the Lord. And so here he finds out that his mother would be part of the prayer team in her church. And many of the songs that they would worship with were the songs he created. He was listening to her own son's music and didn't even know that it was her own son. So his name is John Upton. and he worships. He's a worshiper. So think about what you're going to destroy if you go through with it. So I mean, God will bless you regardless of what you do if you put your child for adoption. But killing another human being is not the answer. Amen. Mm-hmm. So just pray.
Amen. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Like I say, God, you know, that's what I heard. You know, Lord, who's going to be your mouthpiece to tell the truth? They need to know the truth. So thank you for coming back, giving confirmation. Father God, thank you for your daughter, Carmen. Father God, oh, yes, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, give her breath that she needs, the strength that she needs in this season, this hour, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for fighting every battle for her, the ones that's too strong for her. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for a door, a door, a door, a door is about to open for you. I see a door open. I don't see what's behind the door, but I see the door is like two door, like a door, like a double door. And it's just open. It's not open inward, but it's open outward. And to see the door open, so go through the door. Good. I can't see. I see there's light behind the door. So Father God, I open. I believe this is a new opportunity. I don't know if you're trying to do things like a business or something, but there's a new door that's going to be open in your life, Father God. So I thank you for that new door opportunity, new door of beginning that you are giving unto your daughter. So, Father God, I thank you. And this door that you open up for her, it is for her. It is for her. It is for her. It's for her to walk through it. In the name of Jesus, so Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, and have a blessed weekend.
Amen.
Amen. One. This is Sister LaShawn. This is Connie. Where you calling from? 111. This is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. And where you calling from? Well, I noticed that 111, they call in, but they have their hands up, but I don't know if they can hear, if they calling in from a computer or what. So, Father God, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for supplying their needs, Father God. Father God, you know what they need, Father God. I don't know if they don't know if they press and warn, Father God, or is something wrong with the network. But, Father God, we thank you, Father God. I just ask that the angel will go and locate the things that they have been seeking, things that they've been crying out for you, Father God. Father God, let it be a new thing going on in their life, Father God, that even you transform their mind, that their mind will line up with heaven, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the strength. I just feel like I know what it is. That's for everybody on here. Some of y'all might feel like a heaviness that can come on you this week. That's because what's going on in the spirit realm. I don't want to get too deep up into this, but there's a heaviness upon you this week and next week. That's when you need to pray, you know, come on Facebook, come on social media and pray because what is going on in the spirit realm, you know, this month right here, what's going on in the spirit realm. Sometimes you can get caught up in the battle that's going on around you. There's a battle constantly going on for the children's life. There's a battle constantly going on for your life, your family life, the things in the unseen world. And some of us, like, you go to your car in the morning. Some of y'all could get up in the morning to read hours and go to work at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and you go out your door and something take your breath away. You don't know what's standing out there. You don't know those things
even when it comes down to the spirit realm, the dark world, they up constantly at night. They are war and they doing everything under the sun at night. That's why murder shootings happen at night, but mostly at night. But now they manifesting through the day. So you can run right into them, right into them. They probably going next door to your neighbor or leaving from where they going, extra project, whatever they doing. The reason before you leave out your door, you cover yourself. You cover yourself up under the blood of Jesus. You pray before you open that door and go outside that door because you don't know what's on the other side of that door. Cover yourself, pray, especially this week going into next week because there are things going on and you better best believe they doing everything up under the sun, hollering at the moon, praying for whatever they doing. You know, hey, we want to pray for the recovery and over our house, apply the blood of Jesus over your doorposts, over your children, come against premature death, premature accident, premature, even the kids coming up missing. You know how to pray. Ask God to even open the eyes of the wicked. Open their eyes. Now, I'm going to sit up here and say, whatever God got to do to protect that child for being snatched, protect that child going into slavery, do what you need to do. If you got to open the eyes of the wicked to let them know that there's an angel around that child or a sword just to scare them off, I just add because I didn't hear so many stories. People came back with testimony, even through the wicked people. They was going to try to rob a church or rob somebody. When they went up on them, they seen a group of men around them or like an army of men around them, and they did not do it. Those was angels around them protecting that church, protecting that woman, protecting even people coming out and seeing it. It was going to rob or rape that woman, but they seen these mighty, mighty tall things around them, and they coming back telling the testimony. So know how to pray in this hour. God opened the eyes even of the wicked. What did he do to Saul? He not Saul off his high horse. Why are you prosecuting me? Prosecute me. Y'all know what I'm saying. You know, he was going his way to kill more Christian. When you killing a Christian coming against my children, you coming against me. So, you know, you got to say, well, do them just like you did Saul. You know, those out at night robbing places, you know, robbing home. Let them have an encounter with Jesus. Knock them down. Knock them down. You speak to them just like you spoke to Saul. Why are you prosecuting me? Why are you breaking into my home? Why are you trying to kidnap my child? You got to know how to pray in this hour. Use the Bible verse in your prayer. So in this time, in this week, press more into your prayer. Press more to come against what's going on in the wicked world because they out. And some of y'all are feeling the effect. Y'all feeling the heaviness. Y'all feeling things seem like you don't have no energy. You're feeling it. But press your way through it by prayer and worship. And it's going to break off because you're praying. You're an intercessor. And they trying to weigh you down as much. But you put on the whole armor of God and know what each piece represents and know how to wear it and what each piece means. And you begin to war. War for you. Neighborhood, war for your family, and you war. And so I just want to share that, and I pray that this been a blessing. God will show you how to war. He will show you how to pray. When we don't even know how to pray, we got one great intercessor in heaven, and his name is Yahshua, Jesus. Holy Spirit know how to pray when you don't even know what to pray for. Some of us going to get to a place of travailing. Travailing, you're going to travail with the earth. The earth is travailing. The earth is moaning and groaning. The earth is about to split, you know, spit things up. It can't even stand how wicked things are going, that it just going to open up and swallow them. That's the best way I can put it. So it's in birthing position to birth, whatever you birthing, book, ministry, the intercessor, the get around, you birth it, you travail it, cry. Some people can't even get up from crying and travailing because the hour we are in, we are on a teaching our season, and there's a lot of things taking place, a lot of things taking place in even in the work office, the government. There's a lot of things, a lot of transformation, a lot of things that's being turned down and rebuilt. And a lot of people is taking, especially if you had a workplace, a company, there's a lot of things going on with the company, and a lot of y'all is taking effect of what's going on. So suit up and put on the arm of God and keep praying. Worship, worship. When you hit that place, that build workplace, get out that car, worship. Even get up and go walk around the building of your company through the parking lot and just pray, 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 pray. But now don't you be praying now. If you sitting up there cussing your co-workers out and fighting again, don't even try. you don't want to get, nope, they're going to shoot you down. You better know, you better understand, you're going to have to really be clean in this season to pray, pray, pray. And a lot of us been praying for so many people. We have been praying for so many people. We have been putting up with other people warfare and taking up things that we shouldn't. We've been taking too much, and this is the season for you to rest. And you might feel like you tired and overwhelmed. No, God wants you to rest because you've been picking up warfare for your family, your mom, your dad, your husband, sisters, and brothers, and your co-workers, and everybody. You've been warned for them. Now it's time for you to rest. It's time for you to rest so he can recover you, revise you, restore you, remodel you. You need to get in that resting place because it's time for you to rest. No longer are you going to be picking up those battles. In this new hour, in this new timing, you're not going to pick up those warfare that you picked up last year, 3 months ago, 2 months ago. It's your time to rest. It's your time to rest. It might be a rest of where you're teaching. Only teaching, only teaching, only ministry. You're going after the lost sheep, you know. You're the shepherd. So it's a time for resting. You might not be worn in a scene because we in the hour. Please hear tonight. God wants people to pray for themselves. God wants people to draw to him. He wants them to seek him. And he's moving people out the way because people are analyzing people and using people. And people are picking up a lot of their spiritual warfare, unnecessary spiritual warfare. And God say, not so in this season. You're going to rest. They need to pick up their own cross. They need to drink out their own cup. They need to war for themselves. You know, even he brought me to the Bible verse, you ain't going to have to beg for bread. His righteous ain't going to beg for bread. You ain't going to have to beg for a prayer. You ain't going to have to beg for a prophecy. You don't have to beg for no healing. You're going to speak the word, stand on the word, and it's going to manifest. It's going to move on the word, belief in your faith. So God is doing a separation and setting apart. Let him separate you. Let him set you apart so you won't be worn like you wore last year, like you was worn early this year. Take your resting place. Rest and fill you with his word because it's going to be another assignment that he might use you to stand on the tower and just sound the alarm, whatever he's going to use you. He might use you to be the prophetic, the prophet, just get a prophetic, prophet word, and that's it. You know, he do the changing. He do the changing of the garment. He change it, not you, and he might be the one. They never prayed, raise them up to be praying. But you speak the word. He's going to connect us like that. So take heed to what he's doing. Everybody is on a different assignment. Everybody is on different assignment, different level. My assignment is not Randy's assignment. Randy's assignment is not my assignment. So he might be telling me to sit back and relax because you have done. You did it. They didn't take heed. You didn't sound the alarm. You didn't pray for them. They steady going around that mountain in the whirlpool. Enough is enough. Now I need you to rest. You know, you didn't pray for them. You didn't did deliverance and healing from them. You didn't did it all. So make sure you hear what Yahweh saying and what he's telling you to do in this hour. Amen. Well, we don't have nobody else with their hands up, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. I'm going to play a song. Thank you for coming on. I pray those who had an ear to hear what the Spirit of Living God, true Living God, said tonight about the dry bones. Go read Ezekiel for yourself. Ezekiel 37. And start to turn credence in your life. He asked, Son of Man, can these bones live? Well, I said earlier, put your name there. LaShawn, can these bones live? What is the dry bones in your life? What is the dry bones around you? And he began to say, prophesied. I like that word, prophesied. I like it because I know what prophesied means. He told Ezekiel to prophesy. A lot of y'all like that prophecy, prophesy. But what I said, prophecy is the word of God, true word of God. God is the prophet. He is the word. He's the living word. So when we begin to use the word in our situation, speak the word to these dry bones and say, oh ye dry bones, hear, key word for you tonight. Oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That's your prophetic word tonight. Prophesize upon these dry bones. What's dry in your household? What's dry in your, what's dry with you? First of all, what's dried up in your life? You prophesy to those dry bones and tell them dry bones today, tonight. Oh, you dry bones, you gonna hear the word of the living God. You gonna hear the word of the Lord. And you start prophesying the word of God. You start prophesying. You got to open that book. I don't care if you got to open that book in John, if you got to open that book in Exodus, wherever God leads you to open that book. What book you talking about? The true bread of life. Which is the Bible. Open that book, and if you got to walk around with that book in your hand because you can't remember those words, you begin to speak those words. And when you speak the word of God and what he's saying, why he opened heaven, he's going to breathe the breath into those dry bones, and they're going to come alive flesh by flesh. They're going to come back alive. You can prophesy your own. Your child can be all over there in Canada. So a speaking, prophesy to that situation, prophesy. So the question is, can these bones live? Amen. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing with PGN. Any dry bone, I prophesy that you should live. I prophesy that you shall have life and more abundantly. I prophesy the true real word of God. God is who he say he is. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. We're going to prophesy that our children, wherever they at, that Jesus is the true way, the true way, the truth, and the light. We're going to prophesy that no evil shall come near our dwelling place. That means no disease, no coronavirus, no Delta, no Omega, whatever they name it after they goddess. None should come near your dwelling place. We're going to prophesy everything that's on the inside, every dry places in the bone marrow. I'm prophesying to the bone marrow to line up with the word of God. You should live even in your bones. I'm prophesying to that bone marrow. I'm prophesying to the cancer to dry up. Lead the people body in the name of Yahshua. Oh, Father God, we're going to prophesy to every cancer cell, every diabetes, low blood cell, low sugar. We prophesy. There's no low sugar in heaven. There's no diabetes in heaven. If it ain't in heaven, I don't see. Father, open my eyes to see your son next to you, sitting on your right side, Show me where he got high blood pressure. Show me where he's sitting up there with diabetes, sticking the needle in his thumb. Oh, the devil, it's a lie. There's no diabetes in heaven. Ain't no angel putting no needle in Jesus' thigh or stomach for diabetes in heaven. Ain't no learning disability in heaven. There's no ADHD in heaven. There's no sickle cell in heaven. Jesus ain't sitting up on no throne next to his Father with sickle cell. So we're going to prophesy. Let it be done in our life, in our body, in our mind. Oh, I don't see you double-minded in heaven. I don't see you confused in heaven. I don't see those angels walking around in heaven being double-minded, lukewarm. So if it ain't done in heaven, it should not be done in my household. It let our household, let our body line up with heaven. We're going to prophesy the things in heaven to be in our home. Or we're going to prophesy so you can open heaven and breathe breath into these dry bones. We thank you, Father God. We give you the glory. We cover everybody on here. Oh, Father God, send the angel. Go make the crooked place straight. Oh, Father God, cover ourselves up under the blood of Jesus. And there will be no backlash, no transferring in the spirit. Oh, Father God, I speak that they should have sweet sleep tonight. They should have peace sleep tonight. Everything that's in that house, Father God, release the wind. Release your anointing to destroy every yoke in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. Prophesy to the dry bones. Speak the words to the dry bones. In the name of Jesus, have a blessed weekend. God love you, and so do I.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Goodness of God. Hey! For those